Hey, everybody, and welcome to the SEAL podcast, episode number 32. I am your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are we all doing?
Surviving.
Doing good.
Good. We made a pact. We're not going to talk about certain news events, as little as possible. I think they're going to come up in a couple of questions. Thanks for getting
together. I think it's inevitable that some of the news is related to that.
Yeah, I'm always just aware, though, that, you know, most of the time it's the same thing with, like, oh, man, I tell you what, my kids, can you hear that noise in the background?
It's always you with the noise.
Oh, well, I got hardwood floor upstairs, so it's just the dog and the kids running around. It's a night. We only just started and they're already off. Unbelievable. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm very aware, I think, with podcasting is like things like E3, like when E3 comes around, every podcast you listen to is going to be doing an E3 segment, right?
So not this year.
Not this year, though. Why is that? So anyway, yeah, no doubt. Well, actually, you know, I don't know. It changes daily, right? All this stuff in the news. So I don't know, whatever. I said I'm not going to talk about it. Let's not talk about it. Intros and shout outs. We're going to, and actually Neil asked me as soon as we started, he said, you know, how are we doing it in the same normal order? What are we doing? Neil said, normal order, please. Like it was, I don't know. It wasn't very good. It caught you off guard last week, didn't it?
It was. It really threw me.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. It sounded okay, I thought, anyway, hopefully.
I think so, yeah.
It's always good to change things up, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Whatever. You never know like what else is different until you've tried it, right?
Exactly.
So we have our usual intros and shout-outs. Let's do the listener mail, shall we? Before we get stuck into stuff. Friend of the show Paul W. Says, and here we go, straight away, we're going to be talking about it. Due to the ongoing pandemic, are both next-gen consoles going to be the next big gaming experience not to happen in 2020? I feel Sony's lack of exciting news seems to suggest they are waiting and hoping that Microsoft will give the bad news first. And he adds a second part. He says, both have shareholders to keep happy. The precious current financial markets, would suggest now would definitely not be the time to break the bad news. In my opinion, the PS4 and Xbox One are still perfectly fit for purpose. 2021 is fine by me.
I think it's fine by everybody. I don't think if there is any problems.
Are you sure about that? I think there would be lots of people crybabying, but even with everything that is going on. But the more mature people, probably completely fine, but
I'm not sure who's desperate to go out and spank £600 on something.
I think that could be more of the issue come November time.
Yeah, this is
who's
a very
got the money.
The answer to this question could be very different in 2 weeks' time, and could be very different than it was, and is very different than what it might have been 2 weeks ago. Dropping $700 on anything is not in my future right now. You know, their priorities have changed. So, I don't know.
If somebody's that desperate for a PS5 or a Xbox, I don't know, 720, well, I don't know what it's called, Xbox 2, I guess.
Six.
Series X, Dave, aren't you paying attention?
Just buy a PC for the same amount. You'll get a better PC for the money that you spend on that.
Well, you'll get a PC at the moment. You can't obviously get one of those. So.
I think we mentioned this before. I could see delays. I don't think that's it.
I think it very much depends on what happens in the next 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Watch this.
Let's have a
optimistically they'll be out and everything will be hunky dory.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I like that answer. Yeah,
everything's normal
once we've got through this rough patch.
Yeah, bumping around.
I don't want to be pessimistic because it's pretty fucking grim. So let's not go there.
Yeah, possibly. I think you know what, Paul. I think
Let's not dwell on things.
Maybe that's
we don't
a discussion we have while we're just waiting in PUBG, where we got 5 minutes to kill, while the circles we're waiting for the circle to come in. I'm not sure what's going to happen, and none of
Let's not worry about what we don't know yet.
Paul, I'm sorry, I don't think we've given you the best answer there, or whatever, but I think it's something that can change big time. So I don't know. I'm gonna cut that one there and say thank you, Paul, very much for the question.
Yeah.
It sort of goes against, maybe goes a little bit against the grain of our show policy this week, but that's, you weren't to know that.
No, totally not.
Neil will give you a free game. How about that? Yeah, are we doing free games today?
Well, we've got a couple of games we could dish out, so hopefully make someone.
All right.
Cheer someone up, maybe, or go, fuck's sake, I've already got that.
Yeah. What else did we have? So, friend of the show, Stuart Cullen, who I need to give a shout out for his new podcast. I don't know if you guys saw his post. Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I didn't say it, no.
Yeah, I downloaded it and had a listen. And I think that's going to fill a nice spot in my podcast list of, you know, something new, three nice guys chatting about games, seem to be a good mix. One of you know, you have Stuart and Stuart from Scotland, and then the Brian, I think, was from the States, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the third guy's name, but he was from New Zealand. So a nice mix there.
Oh, that's right? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't hear
those
voices very often.
No. And Stuart sounds nothing like I expected him to sound like. How about that?
Okay.
And he's got a because I'm no expert on Scotland, but like Neil and Dave, we've got to know some Scottish guys very well over the past few years. Sean and Scott and...
I've already forgot his name.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just... Caveat, and the guys know this. Things might be going very downhill for me over the next hour, right? So just if you hear some long pauses, just remember it's my Friday night and I've had a severely stressful week, so... I may have rather than self-isolating, I may have self-medicated. So just be prepared. But anyway, going back to Stuart and his accent, he's got a completely different accent to the boys, right?
Okay.
And so now I'm just going, well, hang on a second. Are we getting this familiar with the Scots now that can, you know, we can start
to pick up the dialect?
Yeah. And Stuart can put me right on this. He sounds more like some of the guys from Still Game. Do you ever watch that?
Yeah.
The old Scottish guys.
I don't watch him. That's not a regular, but I have seen one episode.
Yeah, and I'm not sure
they
where
used to do. Was it Absolutely they were on years ago?
Could be.
I can't remember which one it was. There was another Scottish comedy program from years ago. I remember them being on.
Anyway, so yeah, perhaps Stuart can sort of clarify whereabouts in Scotland he's from, and we can start to get to know these local dialects, eh? So.
Well, the way I think about it is, Rusby Nesbitt is Glaswegian. Ramsey Nesbitt.
I couldn't understand
Mr. Nesbitt to you.
Sean and Kev, they're the northern. They're North like Scotland. The Highlands Scottish.
Simple folk.
And I'm wondering if because when I went to Edinburgh, like, I'd never really heard of people speaking from Edinburgh that dialect of Scottish, and that's a lot.
Yeah,
I think
posh,
it's quite a lot.
That's posh Scottish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of soft.
Stuart sounds like that Scottish. He would be a guy who would be solving engineering problems. You know what I mean,
right.
Smart Scott. Sorry, I'm going to get completely beaten up by our Scots.
I don't listen.
Simple folk from
so yeah, let us know where you're from.
I'm sure he will answer us on the podcast and here, Stuart. Anyway, if I get a chance, I'll send you guys an email, but if you're listening anyway, you can take this email with you to your podcast. Is if you get a chance to go down, I don't know you guys from previous podcasts really, so I'd be interested in hearing like your backgrounds on what consoles you had and, you know, how you got into gaming, all that stuff. I think is pretty interesting to get an idea of the presenters. And
what was the podcast called again?
Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Gamer's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think I retweeted something about
this
them earlier.
This is not coming up on my app. This is not the first. I couldn't find our own podcast on my app. So,
So it's good.
Cool.
Anyway, and so Stuart sent us a question. With Square Enix, Square Enix, whatever you prefer, warning physical copies of Final Fantasy VII may be very limited due to the coronavirus. Because he can't get away from it, can he?
It's difficult.
Is now the time for an all-digital world to make its claim? And will bricks and mortar see the other side? Plus, could Stadia capitalize on this turn of events? Could they? I think he's putting that in every week.
I'll tell you, one company I don't reckon is going to do too well. It's not in this country. It's in America. It's GameStop. I think they might have just shit it big time.
Oh, well, they're already in. Yeah, okay, well, is that in your news? Maybe we can come back to that.
I haven't put it in our news, but I was reading some stuff earlier about they've just behaved pretty badly in the last two or three, what, 4 years.
Well, they've done the same as this Weatherspoons guy. You know, we don't need to close. Everything's going to be fine. GameStop, I'm not sure who's worse. I mean, GameStop have said it's ludicrous that they're an essential service. Like, it's just bonkers.
Oh, it's got worse since they've decided they're closing, I think. Well, they didn't decide they were closing, I don't think, actually, because they were told they were fucking closing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then they've gone even more shit with what they're basically telling all their staff they're not getting paid.
They can't afford to pay them anyway. Everybody knows this.
They can sort of decide that they're leaving, all this sort of crap. Oh. But the guy who owns the company gets like $1.6 million a year salary.
Of course he does.
$1 million salary and $1.6 million in bonuses or something a year. So, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, GameStop. But GameStop has been on its last legs for ages.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're just done.
Nobody is happy about their service, their second-hand policy, everything about them. Nobody likes, but they still get used by a lot of people. So,
But you know what? I've never had we have them here, and I've never had an issue. You know what? I've gone in, bought games, and used them when I needed to use them. But you know, if it's an outdated, the problem is if it's an outdated business model, it's what are you going to do? I did the thing I saw today, which cracked me up. Somebody said they gave a scenario where GameStop was like going to the government. You know, we need an 80 million handout. And the government turned around and went, "Well, no, but you could have $8 in store credit." I saw some guy said that this was before the PlayStation 4 came out. PS3 into GameStop with a load of games and controllers because he couldn't pay his rent for the month. So he decided to go cash them in, and they offered him like $45 for the lot. That was a console that was still selling. Like, it's just,
Well, yeah. I don't know. We've only got one big company here, really, and that's Game.
Well, you have CX.
But CX is just all secondhand. That's a completely different model. That's purely secondhand. Whereas
Electronics.
Well, that turned into Game eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we had Game and Game Station in Milton Keynes. They were practically opposite each other, and then Game bought Game Station, and that was like the last sort of competition. There's a few independents, I'm sure, about here and there in the country, but there's only really Game, and then other like multiple retailers selling stuff. But Game have kind of evolved through this new thing. Because obviously they were in the shit. Well, they've been in the shit for fuck knows how long. A bit like sounds like GameStop, but they've converted a lot of their shops into. They have like a play zone sort of thing. I can't remember. It's called Belong. Is it Belong? So they'll have like in the shop. There's like about I don't know what is it about 12 stations where there's a PS4 Pro, an Xbox One, and a PC in each station. And you can pay so much per hour. You come in with your mates or whatever, and you'll dick about and play games that you can download for nothing at home, basically. Or pay virtually peanuts for like Overwatch and all that stuff, and they all come in. But a lot of the stuff they do is like kids' birthday parties and stuff like that. Because kids love their games nowadays, and they're all into it. It's like this completely like girls, boys, whatever. They're all playing games mostly. The younger ones, still probably more males than everything, but. There's a lot more girls playing games like Fortnite and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, all my daughter and all her friends are all playing Roblox and stuff like that together.
I don't know if they do really do Roblox in game, but
No, but the point is they're all playing. They're all and you know, they're all socializing online now playing these games.
Brother, are you going to tell your story about your daughter jumping on your PC the other day?
With what? With
PUBG.
Tanking my PUBG. Yeah, so on Sunday. Sunday, I can't remember exactly who I played with, but I think we all played together at some point. I was just up for it on Sunday, big time. I was just rocking it. I was just so up for it, which just doesn't happen very often. And I was actually managing to kill a lot of people. And I had like 26 kills for the day, which is unheard of.
That's like a month's worth.
Yeah, right.
And the rest.
And I was like, oh, this is padded my stats nicely. And then my daughter said, can I play PUBG on your PC? Yeah, sure. Next thing I knew, I came back. It was like 20 games on the trot with no kills, no damage. My character was dressed all in red with a new haircut and a clown nose.
No BP left. No.
Bless her. But she was, you know, and she, I don't think, she obviously she didn't get into any fights, but even she weaseled away, like just survived until 14th place. She was over the moon, right? Survived to 14th. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to Stuart's question so that we don't sort of.
Off a tangent again.
Yeah, well, that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Is it time for an all-digital world to make its claim? I'll tell you what, today we had, so the Switch release, there was a Switch release for Animal Crossing. Like, somebody posted a picture from Toronto, and Toronto has been really good today. Like, Toronto is dead, right? For the fourth largest city in North America, we are dead here. Like, nobody on the streets. Mm. And, but there was still
sounds
a lot
like you're taking this shit seriously over
there. It's funny, isn't it? And then there was a lineup for people going, trying to go in to go pick up Animal Crossing, of all things. It's like, what the fuck? Jesus. But loads of people were just like, "What? Why are you not just buying it digitally?" Right? It's like, at what point do you, what are you fighting here? Some sort like, of how important is this to you?
Is there not a new Switch for Animal Crossing as well and stuff like that?
A new Switch?
Yeah, they're not like brought a custom Switch like.
There is a custom Switch for it as well.
Animal Crossing Switch.
I don't know. I guess all these people just pre-ordered it or whatever, and they're just, you know, it's that important to them that they're going to risk their lives to go get it. I mean, I just, it's bonkers. There's going to be a lot of fallout from this, where a lot of retailers going to take a dump.
Yeah.
Digital is going to come good from it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good for the companies because, you know, they're not paying a third party. They might have to pay some hosting for people downloading it, or they might just host it themselves. Don't have to do packaging, don't have to pay anybody for deliveries of it. They're cutting out a lot of people in between.
And cutting out a lot of packaging and product and plastic use and stuff like that. It's not a bad thing by any means, is it?
Not at all.
I don't remember the last time I bought a game. Oh, actually, to be fair, I did buy a couple of the Switch games. I think Switch is the only format that really makes any sense to buy it, a physical copy. Because they actually held their value, a lot of their games.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas everything else is worth nothing as soon as you buy it, basically.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
It's really only the Nintendo games that actually hold their value. So. But
yeah, but everything's so expensive on it. That's like that Octopath Traveler is still super expensive, and I'm glad I bought it on cartridge because I was just able to flip it, right? Get some money back on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we think we'll ever see a service that will allow us to flip digital copies? Was somebody talking about that at one point?
This was supposed to be Xbox One when it first came out. Was supposed to do that, and everyone went fucking lost their shit in a massive way.
Because it was online only, yeah.
But, well, to be honest, you probably would have got bugger all back for your games anyway, but it'd be like, maybe if you'd have got 10% back, you might have been seen as quite generous.
Isn't that the refund policy on Steam? Like, less than 2 hours.
Yeah, good old Steam.
Yeah. Refund.
He also adds, of course, at the end, plus, could Stadia capitalize on this turn of events? Could they?
No.
That's
just going to be an answer every week.
All right. Let's no, Stuart, no. No.
Don't stop asking.
Yeah, I know, we're onto something here. It's a meme now, is this? So yeah,
until we're sponsored by Google Stadia, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then obviously it'll be, oh brilliant, have you tried this new thing? You heard of this thing, it's called Stadia. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many people are familiar with the VG Hub. Basically, the VG Hub is sort of like a, for those who know veteran gamers, the VG Hub is by, run by Duke pretty much. And it's sort of a gathering, I don't know, it's sort of a club, right?
Right.
That we're all sort of in as podcasters. A few of us are deemed worthy enough to join. Anyway, somebody, I think it was Matt.
Hang on. We're not on there, I take it.
We are, yeah. Don't tell anyone, but what happened was I emailed Duke a few months ago and said, can you bump Game Punchers off here and put Seal Podcast there instead?
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hope Steve and John.
It's like podcast royalty that we've replaced. What's he doing?
Yeah. And now we're recording Game Punchers again. So I don't know what to make of all that.
Well, you can, I'm sure there must be a little space on that web page for both.
Yeah, of course there is. I'll have to eat crow and go back. We did ask a question. Oh, sorry. So anyway, I think Matt, friend of the show.
Were you going to make a point of that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going. Yeah. Big one. Yeah. So anyway, they were saying, Matt said, so with so many of us trapped, yeah, here, I just click on it. Where is it? Where's the tweet? Oh.
You retweeted this from the podcast.
Oh, no, it wasn't Matt. I guess it was from the VG Hub.
Yeah. But then Matt, oh, fuck, I can't remember. Someone replied to it, didn't
they? Anyway, I think maybe Duke did it then. Hey, veteran gamers, OC podcast, the Gamesman Seal podcast. With so many of us trapped indoors, how about some play dates to build virtual community? Share this with your followers and suggest some games and times.
Well, yeah.
Go on, Dave.
I was gonna say later, but you know, if anybody wants to jump on with us and do really badly and hopefully carry us through some of the PUBG or Warzone or you know anything really, yeah, snooker.
Does anyone else want to beat Fraser at snooker?
If you Twitter, like you know. Contact Fraser because he's. I think you're the only one that looks at Twitter. I don't know if you do, Neil.
Oh, well, look, I need to sort this my life out a bit. Maybe I'll have time in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, and just say hi, and you know,
just we're always on doing something. It's PC yeah. focused. So, I mean, that's just what you have to understand.
It doesn't have to be just PC though. We've got a lot of Game Pass games that work with Xbox. So
yeah,
and then. Obviously, Call of Duty, I'm on. I've got the full. Well, I was going to spit a spoiler, but yeah, I've bought the multiplayer and the single player campaign so I can play cross platform on a normal mode.
Ooh, look at you.
So, because yeah. like, the thing with Warzone, you can only have like three at the minute, so it's a bit. It's not much of a community thing if it's only three people, but you know. I'm still up for that.
If you go to veteran gamers, you have a good mix of what those guys play over there. I think Duke is mainly PC these days, and Stu is PC and PS4.
Yeah, he's got back into the PC,
a bit of everything. And if you go to the OC podcast, all of them are pretty much Xbox over there, I think. So there's a good mix. You know,
so where do people find that? Is it what's the website address?
Well, I don't think there's really a website to go to. I don't think that's
just where you see the list of the podcast, really, isn't it?
So. Yeah, just give us a shout if you want to do something. Well, we're around.
Yeah. Twitter's the best place, probably.
Fuck, you know where to find us. We'll give you an email address at the end anyway.
All right, should we get emails now? Should we get any?
You what?
I'll actually read the emails if we get any.
All right, there's Neil's on our Neil's email control team. So there's it. That's
so
a
what
thing.
Was what was the email? Sealpodcast@gmail.com, is that right?
No, I have no idea.
Sealpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
The podcast address.
So, yeah, if you want a play date or you just want somebody to talk to, F1.
Oh, God, no. If you just want someone to talk to, then go Neil or Dave. Don't
me. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. If you really need someone to talk to, yeah, sure.
Grab us.
What's next? Oh, here come the pauses. I'm telling you, it's happening. Let's go.
Still doing Twitter question.
Is there any left?
Replies.
Bongo. Okay, Bongo. Friend of the show. brother from another mother, Bongo. He said, and this is the thing, I said, well, we welcome question or comments or desperate cries for attention. Bongo said, can you please explain why my nose is so big and people smell so bad? I said, we'll file that under cry for attention. He said, thank you. You got to cover all the demographics, and the SEAL podcast does that with aplomb. He used a big word. It's good.
It's not a big word, is it?
Well, here comes the debate, right? I mean, now, literally, it's not a big word.
That's what I said.
But, all right. Why is his nose so big?
I'm guessing all the better to the smell you with. Smell bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose if you didn't have such a big nose, you wouldn't smell so much, I guess.
When was the last time you smelt someone who smelt really bad?
Hey, I work in a Tesco's. That happens every fucking day. I work with someone with the worst farts in history.
Oh, nice. No. I think mine was I walked into my 13-year-old nephew's room and it just smelt of sweat.
Just
BO and socks. Like, sometimes you smell it on people. It's like, oh, okay, right. Probably just been to the gym. You open the door and there's a wave of stench.
Multiple stenches.
Yeah. So that was like last couple of weeks ago.
I went into the office this week and I came in and I went, oh my God, what's that smell? It was just awful. It smelled like decay, right?
Oh.
And I said to my boss,
what died?
Has the accountant been in? Because it smelled exactly like the accountant. It's just, and not our lady accountant, is the other one who comes in.
The non-lady accountant.
It's not good. The non-lady accountant, yeah. But it wasn't. It was something rotten in the bin.
Oh, right.
But when he comes in, it smells like that. Oh, anyway,
some spectacularly bad smelling people that come shopping. I'm sure you've noticed this at times when he gets for a second. It's all right unless they speak to you. And you're like, yeah.
But then you have to help them. That's the thing.
Oh,
though,
yeah.
And especially if they really want a proper chat, you're like, fuck, I can't really get away, can I? I don't suppose anyone else has to fucking speak to you.
Thanks, Bongo. Love you long time. Is that racist?
I don't know. Is he Vietnamese? No, I don't.
Vietnamese.
Mexican. Everyone knows he's Mexican.
Yeah, but if you had that. Not Vietnamese.
Yeah, that is Vietnamese, isn't it? Because that comes from all the Vietnam movies. Dave's got it right there.
No, he said Vietnamese. That's what I said.
Vietnamese. On my knees.
It's been a long day. I've had a few.
It's been a long week.
Oh, yeah.
That's the sound that we need to hear. Andy.
That was the sound of I'm just going to do this and I don't care. It's gone everywhere.
Friend of the show. What are you drinking anyway?
Old Peculiar, actually.
Ooh. Neil?
That's unusual.
Yeah.
I'm on slumming it on Budweiser because it was about the only thing left.
American or...
I'm not doing proper Budvar.
Or Czech, is it? The other one, Czech?
Czech is Slovakian yeast.
The original Budvar.
The best one, too.
I've never had that, to be fair. This is the least fizzy lager I've ever seen, I think, Budweiser. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. When you get a chance, have a pint or a bottle of Budvar. It's gorgeous.
Well, yeah.
Quick question, actually, just before we move on to Andy's question. What are your gas prices like over there right now?
What, are you talking tanked? Petroleum?
No.
Petrol.
Fuel.
Super low?
No, you're not super low. Because they make sure they never get super low.
Our gas price here was 71 cents a litre. Jeez. I saw a day ago.
What's that normally then?
It's normally about $1.30.
Oh, wow. Ours went down loads, like about 6p.
Yeah, that's like a massive discount. It's because the rest of it's tax.
Most of it's tax.
Yeah, ours went down to equivalent of about 50p a litre, 45p a litre.
So you're just doing donuts in your jargon.
There's not going to be anyone using it anyway.
No, I was gutted. I left the day before at 84 cents.
Oof. 84.
Oh, mate. Yeah, he must have been.
It's about 20p.
I think anyway. Monopoly money is more expensive, isn't
no,
it?
No, I'm serious. But what's bonkers, though, is like 71 cents a litre. That's lower than when I moved here 14 years ago.
Wow.
No, it's definitely not that low.
Anyway. So Andy sent us a question. Thanks, Andy. He says, hi, everyone. Hope you're as well as can be. Another couple of questions this week. After your talk of motorbikes a couple of shows ago, what's the fastest speed you've ever driven?
Ooh. I don't actually know.
Dave and I are going to beat you, Neil, whatever.
I'm not sure about that.
Ooh, okay.
I drove around Silverstone, see?
Okay.
In an actual fast car, so I don't know. But I wasn't looking at the speedo because someone's going that quick, going, white knuckling it. So fair I don't enough, actually know what speed I got to.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's got no finger, though.
I have a very vivid memory of my dad driving me up to Birmingham NEC on the M6, the toll road. I think it was on the toll road, but was listening to Fleetwood Mac.
You've told us about this before. This is big time in your memory.
Yeah. This is the one, and I remember. You know, when you're not sure if what you remember is actually true. I definitely remember seeing it. I think I remember seeing it in like the 130, 140 on the road.
That's pretty rapid.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I did on. This is a long time ago, so I can kind of say it without hopefully getting prosecuted on a public road. My shitty old 1.3.
Just say allegedly.
is that a little get out clause?
Allegedly I did this.
Well, allegedly there were four of us in this shitty old blue Astra, which was rusted on the door panels and everything. Mark II Astra, you know, like the classic teardrop shape. it said we were doing 120 on the bypass, which was baffling. It only had four. It was back in the days when you had four gears in the car. It was shaking. When it got to 100, it was fucking going mental, shaking away. But when you pushed on through, got quite smooth again.
It's kind of like the vibrations cancelled each other out.
Yeah, they got to a frequency where you didn't notice it anymore. Yeah. But I did drive my little Yaris at about 120 as well on the A5.
Yeah, see, it's a good old speed. Like, they lose their shit over here if you drive that fast. Right, big time.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that over here, right? To be fair.
They kind of frown on it a little bit.
But it's in the lexicon of Britain's driving, right? You know, we're always doing a ton down the motorway, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've only ever done that
literally like twice. Probably.
Yeah, my record was on my motorbike. I think I got it to 135. And I was I just got there and then I was like, that's as far as I could go.
That's where you can't see what's next to you. It's just like a tunnel.
But it's funny how you remember things, because I remember it back in the 80s, one of my dad's friends turned up and he turned up in his XJS, and this was just like this super kitted out XJS. And I was just, my eyes were on the floor just looking at it, tongue hanging out. And he goes, do you want to go out for a ride in it? And my sister and I were like, I certainly was like, yes, please. So he took us up to from Windsor to Maidenhead. And between Windsor and Maidenhead, there's like an A road. And I mean, it's an A road, right? It's not like single lane either side. It's, you know, whatever. He got it up to 110 on this A road. Like the speed limit is 40 going on. And I just remember looking, going, that can't be right. But I mean, it must have been a V12. Like, he just roared it up there and then down again, right? You know, it's just insane.
Oh, someone just went past me in a new Jag today. I'm in my little Fiesta 1.4 diesel. That's not a rapid car by any means.
Yeah, it's just insane. But
I just pulled off this roundabout and this Jag was coming off. Like, I went past it, he was coming in. And he just, I could see him in the mirror. I was like, he's just going to boot this. And it went, fucking absolutely ripped it up the hill. I was like, man, he's just gone. It was only a short piece of track road and he was probably got up to probably close to 100 miles an hour, I'd say, on the little short bit of road.
Oh, some of them are insane. I mean, I don't think mine would accelerate that fast, but it's limited at 155. Like, limited at 155. Like, what can it do?
It probably only does 157, to be fair.
I don't care. Like, that's still like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but cars these days are just nuts.
How long do you reckon it would take you to get to that speed? Assuming it can still get to that speed in that car.
It can. What do you mean? You are kidding me. I'll tell you what, come and visit. This thing is no slouch. Like, I don't even care what you think. This thing is no slouch. This thing
not be funny. My 1.3 Esther got to add it. That's like, it was never the same again after that. It was fine.
No, this thing, the faster you go on it, the better it is.
But your poor old Jack, all it does is look you 5 minutes down the road.
It's from, not even from 5 minutes. Yeah, but when I take it out. Hey, it's great. It's got that air suspension that when you take it up onto the highway and like you gun it, the air suspension lowers and it hugs itself down closer to the ground. It's brilliant. Yeah, that thing is fucking the shit, man. It's great. So much car. It's great. Anyway, and it's fast. It is fast. But anyway, Andy, you have to let us know how fast you went.
Yes. If you want to do things like that, now's probably the time because there's nobody on the roads.
Mm. There's still cameras everywhere.
So, and still police, so you'll stand out.
In fact, that's why I don't do it anymore, because there's fucking cameras everywhere.
Oh, I haven't got the balls to do it anymore. Like, I just don't need the court.
Yeah, I don't think I'd enjoy it, to be fair. I'm not sure I even enjoyed it then. It was just like,
the good thing here is, and I'm just rambling here again, but the good thing here is, if you get caught for most speeding offences, you can take it to court, and usually it'll get thrown out.
Right? No, that definitely doesn't happen here.
It's not the same as England. You can usually take it to court, and chances are the officer won't turn up. So,
the thing is, it's not done by, you don't get caught by police officers generally. It's all done on camera, and there's getting away with it.
We don't have cameras here.
Yeah. I got a picture of mine, one of mine. I had two speeding tickets in my whole life. I went for years with nothing, and then got two in about 6 months. I was like, fuck. So I can't really afford to get another one. So I've been pretty careful since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, the second one, I was down, I don't know if I've said this, I was on the A303 off towards like Cornwall in my little Yaris. And we got sent on the way down there. I was like, Lou's like, there's a speed camera there. I was like, shit, put the brakes on. I was like, a couple of weeks later, I got home. Here's an email or whatever, like a post. There's, look, go to this link and you can see the video, the picture evidence. And I was like, see the picture. But it says like 82 miles per hour or whatever with the brake lights on. Nice. So, yep, I don't know how fast I was going before, so okay. But
yeah, I got a flash when I was in Nottingham on my bike, and I was like, fuck, damn, I've never got caught speeding. And I was like, hang on, I'm on my bike, I haven't got a plate on my front. Oh, fuck it, go.
Nice. They're front facing cameras?
Yeah, they're front facing cameras.
Mine was definitely from behind.
His follow up bit to his question is,
I'm not going to like you after this question, I can tell you.
Okay, well, he says my second shit question is, during the lockdown, you're only allowed to listen to the music from one artist, but you can only choose from one of the following. It's either M People or the Lighthouse Family. Which one would you choose? Cheers.
Oh, my God.
This is where I wish I lived in America and we had guns.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. I'm just going to say that I would choose the Lighthouse Family. I don't know why.
It's not much of a choice, to be fair, for me.
No. M People? Yes.
I can't do that, no. I don't know.
Why is this so bad for you?
Because they're both terrible.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's... What's in guns going to do with it?
I could just
end it. I'll just end it. After a couple of days, I think I'll be done.
Okay. To be honest, I could quite happily. I'm not into music, so I could quite happily just not listen to music.
Depends. If I could put it on really quietly, it might be okay, I suppose.
Andy, thank you very much. Your questions are appreciated, as is everyone's. Thank you very much. And Andy, write in and tell us all about your driving escapades. We want to hear about all about them. In fact, come on the show, Andy. Just come and join us for an episode.
I think what we've taken away from the driving escapades is, if you want to drive fast, just do it on a track.
Yeah, especially. Yeah. Go and pay that 50 quid to go and drive a Lambo.
Yeah.
Where they don't let you drive it fast because
the Ferrari one on that, and it was awful. It was just a waste of time. It was a waste of a day.
But the one I did drive fast at was, I did a Lotus Exige, which is not a car you see every day.
Oh.
And that is the closest thing to being in a race car. I don't know if it had a CD or a cassette deck in it, but other than that, it was basically nothing. was like no creature comforts whatsoever. It was basically like a race car. Oh, actually, I forgot about that. I went and did the rally in Silverstone. That was awesome. Okay. Fiesta, fucking like 500 horsepower Fiesta. But you don't get to go very quick in that.
Right.
Because it's all about acceleration. But then you're on the brakes again and doing handbrake.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun.
It is very much a lot of fun. But yeah, when I was doing the Exige, my instructor was really cool. And he was like, okay, next time you go around here, put your foot flat down at this point, blah, blah, blah. And we were just absolutely flying around, I thought, at the time. And then I got a pro driver to drive us around. Because at one point, there's like, could do like half the track at Silverstone.
Yeah.
And you cut across. So we went through the new like pit straight and did that half of the circuit. And when you come on to Hangar Straight, like when you're doing the half circuit, you obviously have to come around this right hander. And when you're going fairly quick through a corner, if you lift off the accelerator, it's probably not a good idea because the back end gets a little bit light and you tend to drift out.
Right.
As we found out when I was driving. But quickly I put my foot back down on the accelerator and we hoofed it off down Hangar Straight. But when I got the pro driver to take over to do our super hot lap, and that's when you find out what a real driver can do in a fucking car. The guy, my instructor, says, yeah, he likes to go sideways. And he was like, right, okay. I was like, uh-oh. So as we went round, what is it, round through Club and Vale, like the last corners of the circuit, he literally just had the back end out the whole way around the circuit corner. And we just drifted the entire way around. I've never heard anything so loud. And we got out of the car. It was just like, that stinks. It's like fucking just burning rubber and oil and all sorts of smells coming out. It's like, that was awesome. So you can get a hot lap round there for about 20 quid, I think.
I'll give you one more story that's actually gaming related as well. A friend of mine was working on, I think he was working for EA at the time. Anyway, he was working on a McLaren, some racing game that had something to do with the McLaren F1. So they went down to the track where they were doing some pictures or something. I don't know what they were doing anyway. And he goes to the guy who had the car. He goes, can I drive that? And the guy just goes, no. Because no chance. But I'll take you for a drive in it if you want. He goes, yeah, okay, please. So he sits in the back. And of course, if you remember, it's like one seat at the front and two at the back, I think, right? For a McLaren F1. Is that right?
Yeah, one seat in the middle for the driver.
Yeah.
And they're sort of the two seats.
And so my mate's just sort of like leaning forward a bit, just trying to sort of chat to the guy. And he goes, do you want me to just set off normally, or do you want me to floor it when I go? He goes, well, you should definitely floor it. And he goes, okay. And he just puts his hand back and pushes my mate into the back of his seat and says, just adjust your seatbelt then, right? He says he floored it. The guy floored it. My mate said he couldn't catch his breath. It was so fast. He was like, wow. I would love to experience that.
I've not done a McLaren F1, but I bet they're insane.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
No, I don't think I can.
Okay, let's crack on with next part of the show. Where my Google Doc? Okay, two bits of intro that we've got in here. Dave, we got Kettle News. I only put in here Quality Street. I found a box of Quality Street from Christmas.
Does it have sweets in?
Yeah, it's full. Full
this Christmas. Street.
Hopefully. Anyway, the point is that the expiry date is soon, right? So I was like, we got to open these, we got to eat them. My wife's not eating chocolate right now. And I don't want my kids to gobble them up, so I put them away. And so I'm slowly just trying to eat them all myself. But I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to bring it right out there. Quality Street is shit.
It's not quality, is that what you're saying?
It's not. It's a throwback to like coming out of the war Britain, where something like Quality Street would be like, oh my God, it's magical. The sugar, the chocolate, or whatever like that. Those days are well past now.
Do you have all the new stuff in yours over there, like we have?
It doesn't feel like it.
You've got like a classic mix, Quality Street.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some in there that I don't recognize. Maybe I'll send you a screenshot.
Are you a Noisette Triangle fan?
I don't even know if that's in there.
The green triangle.
Yeah,
I fucking hate them. Disgusting.
It's the gold batons.
They're the best.
No, they're horrible.
No, they're the best.
See?
Toffee finger.
I mean, I get, all right. Like, here's,
I love a good toffee finger.
Maybe Quality Street is just magical in the way that it can cater to everyone. But really, I just don't think the chocolate's that... Not after something like Lindt or something like that. It's way better.
Oh, it's different. Well, yeah.
But you're not getting... If you can imagine a bigger tub of Lindt sweets of the same size, how much do you reckon that'd be?
I don't know. You can pick up Lindt. It's not as expensive as you think. I just think...
Do you like a Lindor? Do you like the Lindors? Yeah, they're pretty good.
For sure. Anyway, I just wanted to raise that. I just think quality...
Well, we could go on about chocolates for about half an hour. Careful.
Yeah, but what are the ones that come from Mars? What are those choices or whatever like that?
Celebrations.
Now we're talking. No?
Yeah, but it's always...
They're not even fun size. They're smaller than fun size chocolate. But
they're Maltesers things. Maltese, what are they called? Are they called Maltesers?
Maltesers. Malt-teasers. Yeah, Malt-teasers.
Oh, all right. Okay, very clever.
I love them.
All right, anyway.
I like Maltesers anyway, apart from when it's...
Send us a message about chocolate.
Where we Stop chocolate me now before we get too far.
Dave, bring us up to speed on your kettle.
I have a new kettle.
I'm going to stop you there, Dave. What I'm actually more interested in is the letter you wrote to the makers of your previous kettle.
I sent the owners the it was Russell Hobb.
That guy.
Yeah, Mr. Hobb. He was disappointed.
Ooh.
They sent a generic one saying disappointed with your experience with our things with the product, and they gave us a gift voucher.
Nice.
To buy a new one. So we got another Russell Hobb one.
Well, at least you got it. Like, at least they paid for it, right? You didn't.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right? You know.
I didn't pay for it all, but you know, it was a fair chunk off.
Well, I think you could have wrote. Yeah, I mean, do you think you could have gotten more? Probably. Do you have that sort of thing afterwards where you get it and you go, "Shit, I should have asked for more"?
Yeah. I kind of didn't expect anything back, so actually, good on them to.
What? To when you letter you said you just nearly set fire to my house.
They could have just went, yeah, and they could have. I could have sold the story to Daily Mail maybe, and then like shocked crying child next to the
she's just melted, like, scarred for life.
Yeah, because like she can't make hot chocolate anymore. You know, we're going down a rabbit hole. I got a new kettle. Kettle's good. It holds water and it boils it for me, so I'm happy.
I went round to my friend's house the other day. He had a kettle which had so many buttons on it, like I was generally just. I didn't get a chance to go look at it properly. I just saw it and noticed it. Thought, I'll go back to that later. And I forgot. Like, how many buttons can a kettle have? I don't get it.
You can get kettles that you can specify the temperature of which you want the water to be set at. Because some people like a lower, a not non-boiled, but above 80 degrees. Or, you know, you can... There's a range of temperatures you can set for the kettle to boil at. You have... Oh,
I think Neil's internet's taken a dump again.
Oh dear.
Oh, well.
But yeah, like you can get smart kettles.
Hmm. Of course you can. Okay. Oh, are you still with me, Dave? Or is my,
I'm right? still with
oh, yeah, Okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought I'd taken a dump there. Right. Okay. All right. New kettle. Anything else on the new kettle?
No, it's an on-off kettle. And you put water in it and it comes out of spell when it boils.
How many watts?
300. Not 300.
300.
3 gigawatts.
3
gigawatts. Nice.
You're not an electrician by trade, are you?
3 kilowatts. I don't think there's many other sort of wattage ones that you get in the UK, to be honest.
That's good. We don't get anything that high.
No, your electricity can't handle it, can you?
That's it. We've done that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on to what we've been playing. Well, then Neil come back. Hammer Through. I started playing, I won't hammer through Warzone. Maybe Neil will come back at the end for that.
Yeah.
I started playing Children of Morta. I think I mentioned it last week that I started it and couldn't get into it. again on another podcast, I heard somebody singing its praises, and I was like, there's got to be something here that I'm missing. So I started playing it again, and I found it. And it's basically a roguelike dungeon crawler.
Okay.
And the hook, and so far what I've done is you start off as a member of the family, and then you go into this dungeon, and you have to try and get to the end of it before you can start exploring the other dungeons. I got my ass kicked. Then you go back to the start, but you've picked up some, while doing that dungeon, you picked up experience or some coin, and you can level yourself up. Mm-hmm. And then you go back in again and get a little bit further, get a bit more coin, come and figure things out.
This is all 2D.
It's all top down, yeah.
Right, okay, right.
And you're battling these monsters and picking up gold and trying to get as far as you can and exploring the map. And then you get killed and then you go back, but you don't feel too bad because you've made money, so you know you're going to get better.
Right.
And then what it does is the story continues, and this is where I found it quite interesting, is that the story continues and it goes and talks about the dad or whatever, and then it starts talking about the girl, and then when you go back in to join, you've got the girl as a playable character.
Right.
So, and Neil's back. Neil?
Hello. That's annoying.
Yeah. And I'm just talking about Children of Morta.
Okay. I wanted to tell you about this because you were not enjoying it the last time.
I was just saying to Dave that the hook is there. So it's roguelike. You start off as a guy going in, and every time you die, you come back out, but you've collected money so you can upgrade yourself a little bit, like movements faster or your hits do more damage. And then after going in two or three times, I came back out and it progressed the story. So every time you come out, it does a bit more of the story, but what it does is it introduces a new character. So that character becomes playable. So then I had this girl and she has a bow and arrow. So the combat's completely different. And the way that you tackle the enemies in there has completely changed, right? Some enemies where you were fine going in, swinging your swords around, now you can easily be overwhelmed because you only have a bow and arrow. Whereas the other guy was struggling against things that shot goop at him. Now you're good because you can range attack. So I progressed a bit with her, and then I got killed and went out, and now it's introduced the son, and he's got like super fast attacks and stuff like that. Could so be. It's re- could be Kevin. Is it?
It is Kevin.
Oh, okay. Why did you play it? Oh, okay.
I talked about this a few weeks ago.
Well, I've forgotten.
Well, there you go.
I've forgotten the details.
You probably hammered.
Probably. So anyway, it's pretty good.
You can co-op it. Did you know that?
No. That would be the next good step, yeah. Yeah, that
I've still got it installed. I haven't played it for a few weeks, but
okay. If it's on, I'll load it to PC and co-op it with you for sure.
I think we could. Well, it would probably work Xbox to PC. I'm guessing, like some of the other Xbox games, Game Pass stuff does. But yeah, we might have to give that a go.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, it looks great. The loading times on the Xbox are horrendous. I don't know what it's like on the PC.
Oh, I didn't notice any of that on PC.
Yeah,
I'm only running it off a normal hard drive. Well, it's a faster hard drive than you get on the Xbox, but
yeah, it's pretty bad on the Xbox.
Do you run it off an internal hard drive, or are you running off an external?
I'm not sure, but it shouldn't be as bad as it is. And I'm just going to hark back to Paul's message from earlier, where he says the Xbox One is still fit for purpose.
I think if you've got a newer version, you might be all right.
Yeah, the original Xbox One is not fit for purpose anymore. And hasn't been for a while, I don't think. It's just too old.
I heard that the Xbox One X is pretty cheap. There's about 250 quid for an Xbox One X you can pick up somewhere. I didn't see where, but
yeah,
I did read that earlier. I was like, that's actually not tempting, but it's pretty cheap.
So yeah, Children of Morta is pretty good. I want to play some more.
Yeah, you weren't really into it the last time we spoke.
Well, I just played it about two or three times and just couldn't progress. And I think I was just
You weren't in the right frame of mind.
Problem I have is a lot of the time I sit down, like if you're going to give me a load of guff before I can get into the meat of the game, like I'm in trouble unless I've. Sounds really odd to say this. I haven't got time anymore. You know what I mean? I haven't got time to sit down and read 10 pages of instructions on how to do anything. Like, unless I really have to. So when I sit down to something like Children of Morta and there's 5 to 10 minutes of just getting into the game, I'm like, this is no good. I need to be city. Why can I not just start and slash stuff. But then I, you know.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient.
I've got a game a bit like that today. This game that's been doing my head in is that I went back to that Lord of the Rings card game.
Yeah, I've downloaded that. I haven't played it yet.
Man, I started playing it because I was like, I'm aware that I've not really played much this week. I better play another game. Oh, and it was on the Game Pass thing. If I played a Game Pass game that I needed, I'd get it.
Schlag.
Yeah. And I played it again today and I was like, it was like trying to tell me all these new mechanics. And I was like, click, 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 click. Can't be asked to read all this. It's fucking boring now. I don't want to know. I was just like, I'm just playing this to get my 5 points.
Get into a game. Yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah.
the quest done. I'm like, and actually, I was like, oh, can't be asked. It's too complicated, that game. So, yeah, that me done with that.
Yeah, I was just trying to, what was I trying to think of? I mean, we're not talking about Warzone yet. I was fair, but I'm just going to mention Warzone quickly in the context of this. I was extremely, apart from the fact that Warzone actually just right, running
we're
Warzone.
About, we're talking about Warzone now. Okay,
yeah, okay let's talk about Warzone.
Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah, apart from the fact that Warzone was an absolute bloody nightmare to start on my PC. And all these are, well, first PC for you, Fraser. Fuck you. Right? It was a nightmare I had to get. Oh, it wouldn't want to install. I think I told you that last week. It wouldn't
that was just
install.
What we were going last
and
week.
Then we finally sorted that out. And then I needed an Activision account. And I tried to do this account and that account. And nothing wanted to tie in. And then, God forbid, I should try and find any friends. Ugh. But anyway, finally got it running. And what was I found extremely brilliant with that was the tutorial was so minimal. It was like, this is the stuff you have to pick up. This is how you fire. This is how you throw something. All right, you're done. Go through that door and play. Like, I loved that. I
thought it does help that it's Call of Duty, probably. And it's kind of, it's almost muscle memory if you've ever
right trigger, played video games for the left last trigger, time. Right trigger, shoot. Yeah. Yeah, it's, and it feel, and I think the movement and the control, the feel of it is so on point that it feels natural straight away.
Yeah.
There's no like, you know, there's no input lag. There's no, you know, press forward and then like half second later you start moving, or it's so responsive that it, yeah, like it, with some of these shooting games, you get killed and you think, well, that's rubbish. I was behind the rock, or you know, you were stuck in a movement animation, or you know, there was something about it. Like,
do you basically mean like how janky and shit PUBG is on that sort of thing?
It's not only PUBG. There's lots of other games as well.
That
but
used to happen all the time in Call of Duty multiplayer, where you'd look at the kill cam and go, "That's not what I saw."
But this one. Even though there's 150 players, it every time you get killed, you go, "Yeah, that's my fault." I haven't been killed, and went, "Oh, that's, you know, that was the game lagging, or that was, you know, I was stuck in some like there was a situation where my inputs were not being registered for whatever reason.
Like you were trying to vault over something that you should have been able to vault over and it wouldn't let you do it.
Yeah.
Like, or jump out of the hole. But why isn't it working?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I think actually I've only been killed once and the only thing annoyed me was I have no idea where he was. No idea. Like it's not, but I haven't had any time when I've gone, that was
just the game being a dick.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of this Call of Duty Warzone, that the problem
it
with
works.
The problem with you failing is you, not the game.
Mm.
And I think games doing that is like so difficult. Especially with, you know, network lag and
funny, the way it's working seamlessly across
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, cross-platform, different inputs, and it feels like everybody is in a level playing field. I don't know how they've done that. I don't know how, Neil, you play on a PC with a Xbox controller.
Yeah.
How
I don't get confused playing any other games that I play.
Yeah. But it feels like you're Yeah, there's games where you do better than I do.
Yeah, I don't feel like I suffer from playing with a keyboard.
Yeah, you're not restricted. It's not restricted, or you know, you're not hampered by the fact that you're on a different input method than I am. But like people go, oh, you know, keyboard and mouse best every time. There's even some games where you could play a keyboard and mouse on Xbox, the original Xbox, or even Dreamcast, I think, where keyboard and mouse would, you know, rule the day. You would just run around murdering everybody. But on this game, it's everyone's on an equal foot, and yeah, it's...
I don't know, like I say, we were talking about it earlier. I don't notice, like, obviously I used to play a lot of Destiny, and you can really notice the aim assist in Destiny. Like, literally, you'll pull the left trigger to aim at something, and you'll see the crosshair, like, snap across. Yeah. If you're anywhere near a person, you'll literally move, and you'll notice it. Whereas I don't really notice that in Call of Duty. Like, I remember way back on Modern Warfare 1, we used to, one of the guns was like a single fire, high power assault rifle. And it was like a single shot kill if you headshot someone. Easy. I was like, my mate used to sit back at the corner of this map. And it was one of the ones where it was like in an airfield or something. Or there was loads of missile silos everywhere and stuff in the way. And he would just sit there and pick people off. I used to one shot him. People. I was like, how are you doing that? He was like, all I do is I aim roughly where I know someone's going to be. And the instant my crosshair starts moving, I just pull the trigger and they just headshot. So it was just like, there was masses of aim assist way back on the Modern Warfare 1. But I not noticed anything like that on the new version.
Mm. No, but you, there are games where you have like 11 or 12 kills and the rest of us are like on one or two.
Yeah, the game. What was it? The game. Did we win that one? I got 11 kills. Yeah, that was amazing. You were talking me through it. It was me and Dave, and won the game we won. That was awesome because I was like in full RoboCop mode at the end. Like, there's one there, dead. There's another one, dead. Just like that was awesome. Killed the last three people. It's like yes.
Yeah, I think I played with. Was it with you two? And we won.
Yeah, you didn't even know we'd won. That was classic. I've got the clip.
Well, that was only my second game. Or third game, and I was like still trying to figure out what I was doing. Right? And we just suddenly, you know,
I was the ghost in that game, telling you what was going on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Dave and I had the
had the high ground.
Well, no,
you were two left alive, and I was watching Fraser going, just the little Fraser, just the left is one that's all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I think a lot to be said for our positioning, like having a lot of PUBG experience. So our positioning tends to be probably a lot more sensible than, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people. I don't think it is.
No, I don't know. Maybe subconsciously, but.
Yeah, the only problem with it at the moment, three or one player game.
Yeah,
You know, we used
one
to,
plus randos or two plus randos.
So it will be.
And there's bigger teams.
They have. I think they have said they're going to have bigger teams.
I don't understand why there's only three. To be fair, when you've already like this, the biggest amount of players in any game going at the moment per like. Game. It's like 100 up to 150, isn't it? So no other game's got that, as they on these battle royales.
No,
weren't they going to up it? Did I hear? Well,
apparently, there's going to go up to 200 at some point, and they're going to introduce 4 and 5 man squads. I don't know why there's not 4 mans in there already.
They must have done. There's a reason, obviously. We don't.
Yeah, well, Apex Legends is threes, but there's like I say, that's the lower player limit, player count total. So I don't know, and it's to do with the map size and stuff, isn't it?
But the consensus is it's a good game. We all like it. Whether it will replace PUBG,
replace PUBG for me. I mean, I really like Warzone. I feel like dirty saying it, right? But I really do like it. I feel like I've been swept off my feet.
You've been holding off from these other games, like going, oh, you know, it's just a PUBG knockoff, blah 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 blah. Apex came out and stuff like that, and it was like
I played Apex and I played Battlefield, I don't know what was there was a Call of Duty one before, wasn't there?
Blackout, last year's Black Ops 4.
I can't remember.
Well, you had to pay for that, so you wouldn't have played it.
I paid for Battlefield. Never getting that money, am I? I'll be regretting that when my children are eating bat soup. When we're having to dine out on our Labrador in a couple of weeks.
Oh my god. He'll be sending them out to hunt.
But yeah, they're like, I think the war zone, it's because it's got such a good feel, like the feel and sort of AAA status of,
thing is, of the developers. It's got the advantage of having come out after everything else and nicked all of the good ideas from everything else.
Well, and it's free.
Yeah, I'm going to take umbrage with you, Dave, on your recent statement. Because I've given a fair crack of the whip, I think, to most things. I played Apex and all that sort of stuff. And yes, I agree that Warzone, you know, we're saying how great Warzone handles, but it's what they serve up. Away from the off, they're serving up lots of little things. It's like a fruit machine, right? Of stuff going on. Ba-ding, ba-dong, ding-a-ding, ting. Every time you pick something up, right?
This contract, you do a bounty or go to...
There's so much stuff. Yeah. And then not only that, when you get killed, you might have already bought yourself a revive, so you're good. Your mate might get you up. And if you die, you go to the gulag, you've got a chance to fight and then come back in again. And even then, if you lose, your mates can buy you back in. Like, you're just invested in it so much. Compared, like,
or you pick up a really good gun and it makes that amazing noise, and it's just that little bit of the brain going,
that's the problem. Maybe it's like going back to like 2006 again, right?
Yeah,
you know, for Call of Duty 4.
I swear it's the same sound beats,
I think it is, but. It's ingrained like that, 2006, 14 years of, leveling up, like getting that tiny bit of endorphins in your brain. Oh, yeah, I've done that,
But even while the game is going on, you can get all of that. We pick up, there's a mission, earlier we did the bounties, picked up two or three bounties in a row, killed the guy we have to go and target, get a load of cash at the end of it, loads of XP. And he happened to have this really awesome weapon as well that you picked up, all that sort of stuff.
You guys were absolutely loaded with cash. I mean, I guess you could have more, but from what I've seen so far, we've all been trying to scrabble together $4,500 to buy the person back. you guys were all wandering around with $20,000 in your pockets each.
Yeah, and then we all got killed.
It's heartbreaking.
But it's that game. So we've been taken by it. We've got a what's it called? A regiment. So if anybody listens and they want to join us, nearly everything was taken. By the way,
any decent sort of shortcuts.
Yeah, so the regiment name, if anybody actually wants to join us, the happy hour, UK hours, is 11 till 12.
Oh, we missed it tonight.
I know.
Can you move it?
Yeah, I'll adjust it tonight. It's SETM6. That's the regiment, SETM6. That's probably the easiest way that anybody's going to join us.
Is that definitely right, Dave?
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you join that other than having the game?
I think you look, you find it, SETM6. If not, I'll put something out on Twitter. Have people join if they want to, and then we'll team
six
up.
Six as in number six as well.
Number six, yeah. It's five characters. Seal, anything with SEAL or SEA. Oh, no chance.
People who are actually good at the game might have grabbed those already.
Hit us up on that game. I've been playing every night this week, I think, at least for one or two games. I know you've been playing most nights, Neil.
Yeah, I've been on it quite a bit. But then I bought the single player and multiplayer version as well because it was on offer. I was like, I've quite enjoyed it. The thing is, what happened was, it was like we were saying about it was only like squads of three.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I'm not really getting enough practice. So I'd undernarred for about 4 days under it. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to buy the multiplayer. Literally the day I buy the multiplayer, they released solos for the Warzone. I was like, that's fine. At the same time, I was like, I'll still, whatever. I'm still enjoying. I've played quite a bit, not quite a bit, a load of the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Standard multiplayer since, I don't know, whatever it was, 3-4 days ago. And yeah, that's just, I just remember playing a lot of that game for quite a many years. And it's basically the same game, but loads better. So cool. It's got all loads of modern like benefits. Obviously, graphically, it looks loads better than the originals.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's part of the reason why they've done Warzone is to get people into the Call of Duty, like, you know, umbrella, and hopefully upsell them on the single and the multiplayer.
Don't they? Battle pass.
Yeah,
season pass.
Is that where I was just going to ask, where's my money being spent on this game? Because I'm not going to buy the full game. So where? How do I throw the money? So
you throw £8 or something.
You can buy Call of Duty points, and there's every day pretty much. The store part has got a little flashy thing on it saying, come and look at me, come and look at me. And there's loads of, like, you can spend your Call of Duty, you could spend an absolute fortune in this game if you wanted everything.
Or, yeah, I've been looking at the Battle Pass or Season Pass or something. Like, you can essentially buy a Season Pass every season by doing the levels.
You only really need to buy one if you play it enough.
And isn't that like Fortnite?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could spank all your money on and get like...
Well, yeah, you can earn 1,500 Call of Duty points, and then one day they'll be like, look at this shiny pack with all these cool things in. And you'll be like, oh, it's only 1,500 Call of Duty points. Maybe I'll just buy some more.
Yeah, I know. I got overwhelmed looking through some of the stuff, and there was like something gold and shiny was it caught my eye. And I was like, ooh, what's that? And then I didn't really time to dive too deep into it.
Yeah.
Probably best you stay away, Fraser, with your track record.
My track record is very good, if you know. But with PUBG, I've always had no problem throwing PUBG. Look, dude, I had no problem throwing PUBG. God, I played 3,000 hours of the game. Like, it doesn't matter that I'm going to throw the guys 50. You look at you. How many hours you played? Like, and you won't even throw them anything. You
what for PUBG?
So
I bought the bloody game.
Yeah,
but if like I said, the problem is like I've said. Was this last week? Or was this? Maybe it was last week. But we talked about the standard of the cosmetics is what makes you attracted to paying money. As far as I'm concerned. I can get why people want to buy Fortnite battle passes because the stuff looks cool. I'm not into it, but I look at it and go, yeah, that looks pretty cool. Actually, that's pretty cool. Like when they had the Star Wars stormtroopers and all that sort of shit. They look like proper fucking stormtroopers, you know? And in this game, I like, you know, the skins look real high quality. They are obviously different to all the others and they look good. Whereas I look at the PUBG every month and go, that just looks shit. I don't know why you'd want that.
The best thing is a lion. Ban that for a little bit because the tail went between the legs and looked like a penis for about 4 days.
Yeah.
And
okay, but here's the thing with the PUBG Battle Pass. Okay, first of all, it's like $15. Okay, and Neil's going to crack his joke. Well, it's about 20p, right? Okay, it's $15, right? Which and it's every, and it lasts for 3 months, so it's $5 a month, right? Which is like I spend that much in coffee in 2 days. Like that's just...
Mr. Moneybags.
Oh, show off.
Start flexing.
But as well, me personally, and you know this, I really get into the levels and the daily challenges.
You're into it more for the challenges. But that's the thing with the Call of Duty. Like I say, you don't have to give them any money. Every day, there's new daily missions every day. Do this, do this. Like, do this and whatever. You get your XP.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm still at the same point where I'm like, well, how do I throw Call of Duty some money? Like I'm saying from that point of view, like being, I wouldn't have been like,
do you feel like you owe them some money then?
I'm someone now who believes in, I do throw people money, right? So
I threw them an extra 32 quid for the game.
So. Yeah, so right. Yeah, right. And I'm not judging you for that. But like every time I make an Amazon purchase, I always make sure that I put it through someone's affiliate link, whoever that may be. Right. I think I did one for Boss Wave. Right.
Oh,
I bought something from work and put it through on Boss Wave's affiliate account. I listen to an internet radio station, so I'm always using their affiliate account as well to make sure they get some money, right?
Fair enough.
And I use tons, and if I use software for work, like I was not like this in my old. Don't get me wrong, I am not like Bruce Wayne philanthropist, you know, whatever, right? No, it's just that. Yeah, I don't drink anymore. Right? I can throw.
I see. Like, that's where we differ.
I can throw somebody $5-$10 here. It doesn't really matter. Right? I can eat it. And like, if they've made a piece of software that I was like, you know what? I've used your little piece of software for like 5 to 10 years now. Here you go. Here's $10. Thanks very much for developing it. You know.
How long did you have a Windows without actually paying for it?
But it wasn't cracked or anything like that. That was from.
Oh, you can legit use Windows without paying for it. It's fine. It's totally legit.
Yeah, and then I could have done, but then I ended up buying it, didn't I? I ended up paying for it.
How much did you?
Not the full bang though. I had a friend from Microsoft got me a copy. Yeah. It's like $20.
We were talking about that a couple of months back, and then I decided not to do it. And then when I bought my new PC, I've just downloaded Windows and it's like, at some point I'll pay. I was going to Fraser do it for ages. I'll just do it. I'll just like leave it, use it for a while, and then eventually I'll buy it. And then about 2 days after I built it, and I was like, oh, Groupon have got an offer on Windows 10. I was like, well, that must be legit then if it's on Groupon. So it was like £25 and I got 10% off because it was my first Groupon purchase. It was £22.50.
Bonus.
Yeah, so you can't argue because it's like, it's way up there, isn't it? It's about 60, 70 quid.
Wait, and the rest? It's like 120 quid for Windows. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
And then cheap. It's more than some computers itself.
Like, you could probably buy a console for the price of Windows.
Pretty much, yeah. No.
Okay. You guys still have a couple of games on there.
I've got a couple of games. Don't worry, mine's not going to take long.
Go on then.
Animal Crossing. I bought it.
Out today. Digital.
Yeah.
Didn't get a queue up outside EB Games for it then?
No. I queued up on the mobile on my Nintendo store app and went, oh, I'll buy that. Bought it. Yeah. Played it for an hour and a half. Went, yeah.
Is this for you particularly, or is this?
No, it's for me. Well, it's for
family.
It's a family thing. So we've got three profiles on the Switch. Me,
you can only play one version of the game on all three, aren't you, or something?
No, the
you only get one island per Switch or something, don't you? Wasn't that the thing?
No, you get, depends on who plays the profile. So the profile is a new instance of the island.
Okay.
So my daughter's got one, the missus got one, I've got one, and we've basically maxed out today's whatever you do. Right. So I've never really played Animal Crossing before. There's a limited amount of things you can do each day, and there's no sort of cheating it. There is a little bit, but
it's cute destiny or something.
But without the shooting or
yeah.
PvP or PvE, really, it's a very chilled sort of island house building thing, really.
It's not Call of Duty Warzone, is it?
No. No. It's a very relaxed sort of set of instructions that you can do. Well, not even set of instructions, set of tasks that you can complete. And you can't spend like 8 hours on it and smash it and get a massive mansion. Like, you have to spend your time.
You have to spend 800 hours to do that.
Well,
it's not even
spending that hour or two, like an hour each day, and even like it's not about
the amount of time you're putting into it. It's about the length of real time you're invested in it, right? Because
have you done Animal Crossing before?
I played a lot of Animal Crossing on the DS, and it's a long time ago now, but I remember really liking it. It was really chilled out. I was growing apples and shit and collecting bells, buying stuff for my house. And the best thing about it was I had a character, my wife had a character, and I would go away for the day and I would come back, and my house had changed, and she'd put things in the house,
and we'd like, tidied up all your fucking mess. And probably.
I'm not going to say it. Sounds a bit gay, but it was really fun, right? Playing, you know. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're leaving the house and leaving little gifts for each other. Sounds so bad, doesn't it?
I'm yeah, I left a note for my daughter. Like, when
did you leave a note for your wife, though?
Not yet. I better jump on that after this. love you too, darling.
And it's just cutesy and like nice, and
yeah,
it's not overly cutesy. I don't know. It doesn't.
It's not sickly.
It's not Japanese anime cutesy.
No,
you know, it's
Japanese anime cutesy. That's
go on.
Well, is it cutesy? Neil was going down a completely.
Yeah, I know. Neil's ears pricked up.
I see a lot of free steam visual novels come up every week again, and they don't look very cutesy.
Tentacle Lover 69. So yeah. Join the game.
It's what we need at the moment. We need a really good distraction. Someone's going upstairs. It's just a really nice distraction.
Ooh. Good.
Someone's just deleted everything.
Yeah, someone's just deleted loads of stuff off the show notes. What happened?
Oh, there? That's me when I press my hotkey for. There we go.
We've all played a few hours of that today. If anybody's not sure, haven't played Animal Crossing before, it's not something like setting expectations of. It's not something that you just spend hours and hours and hours on, and then you sort of there's no sort of real min maxing. It's just sort of progression over.
Could you spend more time in it, or did you just literally go?
No,
I have done everything for today, and there is literally nothing else I can do.
There's pretty much that. Like there, I think there is always something to do if you wanted to do it, but like it's like the time investment to get into it that far is stupid, really. I'll give you an example of what I've done. I've like got all the apples, got all the weeds off, fished everything I can that's easy to fish. If I walk around the island, which takes like a minute or two to walk around my part of the island, I find a new fish. So I could keep doing that, but it takes too long. But I haven't got some of the equipment I need to do further things. But I'm only on the first day because it's just been released today. But like
almost like linked to real time type of thing.
Yeah, so a lot of the resources are and items that you can find are only in real time, as in time of day or month. That only certain things will show up at that time. It's more of a real world time investment, sort of keep coming back to it more than a putting hours into it to progress. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Doesn't sound like my thing at all. There we go.
It's just one of those things that, you know, it's there. We all spend, hopefully, going forward, we'll all spend an hour, or you know, each day.
Can you
day
visit each other's places? That's one of them sort of thing.
That's it. Yeah. Because
you can do that on your Switch, sort of, like.
Yes. Yeah, we can visit each other. Obviously, not at the same time. We can't have two players. But yeah. So the missus or the little one, I can visit their island, or anybody else on that I'm friends with on the Switch, visit their island, and I think you can do some things while you're there, like
You can't trash their whole place or anything like
No, you can't. No. So help out with their with their progression.
Pick some weeds and things like that.
And we'll pick some weeds and, you know, leave some note, read notes or leave notes for them. I think I'm pretty sure there is a pretty sort of strict filter on words that you can use, because I definitely had a few things that I couldn't leave messages for the wife.
Say no more.
Well, it's Nintendo, so I'm sure there are ways around the filters if I really tried, but anybody of your friends can visit.
Yeah, you don't want to be leaving pervy messages for your wife if someone else can
Think about it. It's like, oh yeah, Bella my daughter might have.
Yeah, she might read that.
Okay, I kind of understand those restrictions. But it's all right. And, you know, it's one of those games. Hopefully I'll be talking about it in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I guess hopefully you'll be a bit more, you'll have played it a bit more and know a bit more
about it. Yeah, yeah.
I know loads of people have been waiting for this game. It's been all over Twitter today. Like, people going, yeah, Crossing's here and all that sort of thing. But there's another game that came out today.
Gone.
Doom Eternal came out today. It's quite the complete opposite of Animal Crossing, but...
Yeah.
There's been some weird, like, things I've seen on Twitter, Doom Animal and all this sort of stuff.
Right.
People are playing both games today, and it's like, yeah,
I say. Yeah, I think they both got a bit buried underneath all the news right now. I mean, they're massive releases for people who are following them. Animal Crossing wasn't on my radar. I missed the sort of that was coming. Doom, on the other hand, I knew that was on its way. But yeah, two big releases for sure.
Mm. No, you're not played Doom.
You know what? I would be. I haven't. In other circumstances, I'd be very tempted to either A, chase my buddy who was going to get me a code for it, which I'm not chasing anyone for anything right now, or B, buy it if that wasn't going to happen, and I'm not buying anything right now. So, it's on the back burner, which is a shame because I'd really like to play it.
You'll get there eventually.
I know. It's just it's one of those things that I'd really love to just go and watch somebody playing it on Twitch and see what it's like.
It's got great reviews. That's all you need to know.
Hey, I came to Doom, like the game itself, the new version of Doom 2016. I came to it 4 years late, and I played it for quite, you know, I gave it a good shot. 4 years later, I still thought it was a really good game. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I just need to do is wait for the wave. If I don't get a copy, is wait for that wave just to die down. I just need to avoid. I've got to do it.
Yeah, it's
just going to go.
Oh, I mean, you know what's going to happen in this, don't you? Basically, you know what it's about.
Yeah.
You want to experience that first thing. You don't really want any spoilers.
Another new game you got into, Neil.
Yeah.
Last game on here.
You were going to play this, weren't you?
I started playing it.
So did you not play it at this whole?
I've had a couple. I played it some more. It's just more Ori, so I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Well, I didn't play the first game. Well, I did actually start the first game, but I didn't really bother carrying on. This game looks fucking amazing. New one. I don't know what the frame rate is running at, but the animation on the main character is fucking. Oh, it's just. It's like watching real life, almost. It's life.
Are you playing on PC?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to download it and experience this for myself, because I think it plays brilliantly on the Xbox. It looks wonderful, but to me, it just looks like the original.
I've not played the original for a while. I don't remember if I played the original on the Xbox or played it on my PC. But looks pretty insane. It had a little bit of a glitch first time I loaded it. It was like taking ages to load up. I don't know if there's some. I've had this a few times with some games. Like PUBG's are notorious. It fucking crashes or whatever. It doesn't work. But it was running real like a dog all of it. And then all of a sudden everything was perfect.
Running just like a dog. Guess who's just turned up at my side? He's running like a dog. It's not true, is it?
So it looks. Definitely looks a step up from the original, ridiculously good looking. Just like the way the little trees are swaying in the wind and all that sort of stuff. And
so what's the full name of this game? Because
this is Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
And I have had a bit of a problem with it. So I was enjoying it. There's a big chase scene, which I failed the first time. I wasn't really expecting it. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. It's quite early in the game. But the second time, got away from this chase. There's a big bad wolf thing comes after you at some point. I can't really remember what kicks it off. And then I'm supposed to find, I can't remember how, it's similar, I'm assuming, to the first game, but you find this tree, this like glowing bit in it. And I'm guessing it's what's supposed to happen is I'm supposed to have unlocked a new ability. Because it comes up when I get to this tree, pull the left trigger and press X, Y, or B to assign the whatever it is, the ability. And I pull the left trigger and I'm pressing all the buttons and nothing fucking happens.
Oh, so I had that as well. I couldn't figure out what the fuck is going on in there.
I don't know what I'm doing. So then I've done it. I don't know how many spent, about probably fucking half an hour trying to do it just in the game, and then tried to search for it, couldn't find anything about the problem anywhere online. I was like, what the fuck? So that kind of broke it for me at the time. I was like, I fucking don't. And I left it for a day, went back to it, maybe it had an update. No, still went to this point. I'm still at this tree. What would happen was I'd try and assign it, wouldn't work, and I'd walk off so far, and it would just respawn me back at a certain point. And I was like, have I got the ability then? No, I haven't got the ability. And I'd walk back to the tree again and do the same fucking process all over again and again and again. Just basically, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. It says pull the left trigger and do this, and it's not working.
Yeah, so you haven't
managed to get past that yet.
I struggled on that, and then it turns out you have to just push the icon up to what it is. You're not trying, I think you're trying to assign it to a blank spot where you actually you need to go up to the top where the icon already is and assign it there. It's completely counterintuitive, and I don't know how they got through quality control. It's junk.
Well, I know there's been what I have seen of the reviews is the game's great, but there's loads of technical problems.
Right.
And there was supposed to be this massive day one patch, which was bigger than the actual game, that sorted all these issues out. But I'm like, what am I fucking doing wrong here?
That's not a patch, is it?
Pull the left trigger and press the button to assign a thing. I pull the left trigger and I press the button and nothing fucking happens. And I'm like, am I really being thick here? Because nothing's working. Pressing start, looking through the options, nothing there. Press the select button or whatever it is on the Xbox, nothing there. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So that's as far as I got in Ori. It still saved my point. So hopefully I will suss it out at some point.
I would go back if I were you and play Ori. Play the first Ori
because it works.
It's not as convoluted. I mean, yeah, I would.
Yeah, maybe it will. I did have it downloaded on my old PC, but
hey, I just checked and I've got Children of Mortar already loaded
on PC.
My PC, yeah.
Ooh. Good man.
Nice.
And I'm not going to load Ori in the Blind or in the Will of the Wisps. What the fuck am I thinking? Why do I even want to just to look at it, see it look nice?
Fuck that. It does look really fucking nice, though.
All right, I'll have a look.
Well, you don't have to pay for your bandwidth, do you?
No.
You're unlimited?
Yep. I'm off the charts, mate.
Mate, I downloaded. You remember? Oh, that's one thing I meant to say last week when I was like talking about Call of Duty game. Oh, it feels like I've just downloaded the whole game and I'm just...
That was bollocks.
Right. I bought the game and had to download another fucking 80-odd gigabytes of game. So the whole game is something like 100.
Everyone in your neighbourhood's going, where's my internet?
My internet's been fucking crashing constantly for a week.
It's just red hot cables
people trying to work at home going, oh my God.
somewhat ironically, I had an email during the podcast before it fucking crashed and went off from BT saying how, don't worry about bandwidth, it's all going to be totally fine, we've got it all covered, and then fucking about 10 minutes later my internet went out. So I might go back to Ori, but I mean, like I say, it does look fucking amazing, but it's quite irritating when something doesn't work.
So. Yeah, I need to... I haven't heard anyone else playing it, but I guess it's got the podcasts of other guys playing it will start to come out this week.
Mm.
All right. Should we scoot onto some news and
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the news.
Okie doke. Right. I can't remember if I spoke about this last week. We were talking about F1 last week, but
we were.
Because
yeah, you keep shoehorning F1 in.
It got cancelled, and I picked up the game and played the game, and it was good. And I hadn't played a lot of it. I hadn't played much more of it. But what I have been doing is watching people who normally drive F1 cars play video games online. Because last weekend they had some races in sim racing with Messrs. Max Verstappen, who you may have heard of if you're slightly into motor racing.
Sim racing, have you talked about that before?
Well, I've played a few sim races over the last few months that I've talked about.
Yeah, I think you did, right? Was that the free-to-play one?
Yeah, there was a race room, which I played, and then I played... There was R Factor 2, which I played and then refunded.
Are you using sim racing as an all-encompassing...
That's just... There's loads of sim races.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
So, last weekend, we had... Obviously, it was supposed to be the Australian Grand Prix, and it all got pulled on the Thursday because of the virus.
What virus?
Don't know if you've heard about it.
No, mate.
I'm looking for the right tab now. Can't find it. So last weekend there was a couple of events.
There was a few events, wasn't there? There was F1 2019 and what was the other one?
There was R Factor 2. There's obviously, like, generally there is this whole sim racing scene anyway. You have people who compete regularly in the PC and PlayStation. Like, Gran Turismo's got a big, like, tournament that goes on every year or every few months. And there's people who are, you know, renowned for playing those games. And some of those people have moved on to real motor racing as a result of playing in their sim racing game. Some of the more realistic ones, like R Factor 2, and the proper pro racers, real racers are playing, if they're playing, is this iRacing, which is a subscription-based model. It's all like super realistic like renditions of all the tracks and all the cars. You still, on top of your subscription, which is like £9 a month or whatever, then you have to buy content on top, which is obviously, if you're a motor racing Formula One driver, you probably don't really have an issue with the cash that you need to outlay. So I was watching last weekend someone people may have heard of called Lando Norris, who's been driving for McLaren last year and is now still obviously at McLaren in the F1. There before that, he was in the F2. I think did he win the F2? I can't remember. Or was it? Oh, whatever. But they all got, there was two or three guys, like Max Verstappen being one of them, who've all come through the formulas, but they've all been at the same time doing all this sim racing. So I watched a bit of that last weekend. It was actually pretty good. One event was the Veloz Esports, not the Australian Grand Prix, it was called. And they had Max Verstappen in that, and I think Norris was in that as well. And they had loads of other, like, people who play sim racing and...
There's F1 2019.
Sort of YouTubers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had, like, three qualifying races, and then they had the main race with a mix of all of these people in. And I watched pretty much the whole thing. It was like 2 hours. I was like, this is actually pretty good.
And what was good about it? Was it? See, I was interested in watching some of it, but then I realised I would just be watching people I didn't really know.
No, well, you don't was think
it, was,
you really
was it interesting know. Because you had a what? Vested interest in somebody?
Do you like watching motor racing? And generally,
because... I have in the past. I don't now. It's not that I don't enjoy it. I just don't watch it.
Yeah. Well, the thing with video game versions of motor racing, they look quite a lot like the real thing nowadays. Like
video game versions of snooker?
Well, yes, indeed. That does look a lot, but that's a lot slower pace, shall we say. That's like a snooker table with some balls on. Whereas full-on motor racing doesn't look much different on a PC version of the game, like a game version of the real thing versus the real thing. You're getting very similar camera angles and all that sort of thing. They've, a lot of the games have got like spectator modes in. So you're getting all the sort of classic TV camera angles you can watch. And then you've got actually not bad commentators commentating on the whole thing because they obviously know what they're talking about. They're not the same people that would normally be talking about F1 or anything, but they're of a good standard. And I was like, this is actually quite enjoyable. This is not a bad replacement for the real thing. Because what happens in fake motor racing is people are a lot more aggressive. And because they're not going to kill themselves if things go wrong, you get a lot more aggressive racing and there's a lot of overtaking. It's actually quite entertaining. So if you're missing a bit of motor racing, there's a whole shitload more fake motor racing going on because they've got no real racing going on. This weekend,
it's getting official now, isn't it?
Yeah, the actual Formula One body have decided, you know what, that went quite well for all these like people. And we've got a few guys who are into it anyway. So they've gone official this weekend and we're going to have... There's the same people that worked on this last weekend are going to have a similar event this weekend coming. And it's not the Bahrain Grand Prix, which should have been this weekend, but the full Formula One, what they called, I guess the FIA almost, endorsed this new event for this weekend where they're going to have multiple Formula One drivers and other people racing a Formula One race half distance on the Bahrain track available to watch. They've got one event at about 6 p.m. on Sunday, which was the same as the one that was last weekend, and at 8 p.m. we've got this new event coming this Sunday.
Yeah. So it's not, they're not going to get points for...
Yeah, it's not replacing the real thing.
No.
they have to make a point. It's like, this is not a replacement for the real thing. There are no championship points up for grabs, etc.
Yeah. This is for entertainment only. Yeah. But to be honest, it's hopefully, if it is on the F1 sort of YouTube channel, there will be a proper commentator and they will be using multiple camera angles. I'm suspecting it's going to be pre-recorded.
I don't think so, from what I've seen.
Okay. But I'm thinking it's going to be pre-recorded and they're going to have like commentators commentating on it after the fact. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit of a skeptic.
Well, like I say, I watched...
Depends when they figure out how to monetize it. Then...
Well, I guess there'll be adverts on the YouTube channel and stuff like that. So I'll be watching anyway, I should think, this weekend, because there's nothing
I'll give it a watch as well.
So, I don't know. I was thinking maybe, with all this business going on, maybe esports could have a bit of a, a boom.
Definitely.
Sport. Like, I don't think FIFA's going to replace football.
I was going to say. I don't think you're going to get Ronaldinho on FIFA 21.
Where is that? There was a story on Eurogamer. How about there's going to be a bit of a FIFA 20 tournament, apparently, because there's no football. They're getting people from each club represent their clubs and they're going to have a tournament on FIFA. So
that'd be fun.
Yeah, so if you're missing the sport, there are options.
The problem is
Pond Life finds a way.
Racing, you can, well, and racing drivers do use virtual racing simulations to improve their own performance. I don't think footballers use FIFA.
No, not to be good, but they do definitely play a lot of FIFA.
I think they do. Yeah, they're maybe a bit more extra time than I personally do to use on FIFA. But yeah, I can't see it. I can't see it being good. But as a sports that don't have a direct correlation with what they actually
like
do.
The skill set that you need to play good FIFA is not the same skill set that you need to be an actual.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are a driver of a car, driving a fake car in the computer simulations is very similar.
Especially simulations that are, like, actually try and be as realistic as possible. But that's just me.
So it was last Sunday. It was like I was watching Lando Norris because he was one of the most sort of recognizable people. There were 70,000 people at one point watching his stream.
That's a good Twitch
on
crowd.
Twitch. That's not a bad crowd on Twitch. I think he was number one on Twitch for a while last Sunday.
Yeah. And he was having computer issues.
Yeah. And then when he's finished his race, he goes off and plays Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah.
Nice. I was like, right, he's actually a proper gamer as well. He plays proper games.
Yeah, nice.
But I don't know how long he'll be allowed to fucking sit at home and play Tarkov when he's actually like supposed to be in the middle, well, the beginning of his Formula One, his proper job. So we'll see what goes on.
I'm sure there's always work to be done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what we got next? I'm going to put my hand up here. I know next, I can see next on your news is the PlayStation 5 specs and all that tech and everything like that. That's going to be a chunk of chat. If we start delving into that, are you guys good with that?
Is it, do you think it really is? I don't know about that.
I don't know. We're pushing 2 hours again.
Right. Okay. My take from this is I didn't watch it because I was bored.
Fucking hell, it was boring.
Like, it was really boring. Like, if you really want to know the PlayStation 5 specs, just watch it.
I watched it live and I was like, this is not for me. This is not for people who want to know what the PlayStation 5 is going to do from the, like, actually playing on the PlayStation 5 point of view. That was a thing, like, I don't really know who it was for, because they're the people who may have been interested in all that shit probably knew all of that stuff anyway, because they've been working on the fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched it. I watched quite a bit of it. I probably watched over half of it. And I got extremely bogged down. I think I took two things away from it. First of all, Mark Cerny, that was his name, right?
Yeah.
Mark Cerny is really weird.
That's He's a disturbing individual. Right?
But once I sort of relaxed into the fact and started to listen to, it was an amazing presentation. Like, for what that guy was just presenting to me was just, so he obviously knows stuff. He's very smart.
Oh, yeah.
And so after, you know, past the sort of 5 to 10 minute mark, I started to just sort of give him the respect he probably deserves. It was very super technical. I didn't like at the start. I can't remember now. My brain started to turn to mush a bit, but it was almost
just when
like
it started going on about. Well, don't talk about teraflops because that doesn't mean anything. It's like, that's because you've got less teraflops than the other guy.
Yeah, right. It could be. It was when they were saying, you know, well, the feedback we got the most from like our developers was, you know, that they wanted an SSD in there. Like, there is no way you release a console now without an SSD. Everyone knows that. And so I was very impressed with all the technical side of it. It sounds like it's going to be a good console. I mean, is it going to be as good as Xbox? Who knows? Is it going to be a good console? Of course it is. It's going to be a great console. It's going to be extremely powerful. I felt, as someone who's PC games now for 3 years and built two PCs in that time, it felt like, you know, none of this is of
yesterday's news almost.
This is yesterday's news, right? Solid state drives, NVMe and all that sort of stuff. Like, this is, you know, we're talking about that all the time, right? As PC gamers, you know,
it's a custom SSD.
I'm not slating
you excited.
I'm not slating it and I'm not taking anything away from it. And it's very, and I found it very interesting that they would present something so technical, right? But if people enjoy it, that's great. You know, I might even go back and watch the rest of it, but it's very, I watch a lot of stuff that I don't understand.
You need to know what.
Yeah, that was probably flying over most people's heads, most of it.
You need to have an interest in it.
Yeah, like, and there's nothing wrong with having an interest in stuff above your head either.
Yeah, right? maybe people will learn some stuff.
Yeah, so.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know, if they don't know what they're talking about and they'll look into it, further. But
yeah, there was lots of people putting F in the comments. It's just like,
oh, don't worry about the comments.
Yeah, like, yeah, I quickly switched that off.
I'll get cancer when I'm older.
But honestly, if people want to learn about some of this stuff, like, now's the perfect time to learn about it. You know, just go on the internet. Like, all of this information is freely available. So just go on, go, what is blah blah blah, and you know, there's whole wiki pages that will talk you through it, and you get a really good understanding of actually what are they talking about and what are the differences about how one thing is better than the other. These two consoles, I'm going to go into the next one, they're really good at different things, but when it all boils down to the same thing, playing the game, they're very much very similar. You know, one thing's slightly better than the other one with teraflops, or their bus speeds, or their memory allocation. Like, the numbers look different, like, on a lot of these things, but when it actually comes down to how it displays that and how it interacts with you, it's very similar.
Yeah. How many people are going to be playing these consoles on a 1080 screen? Like, still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just funny, isn't it? I mean, I think that to see what he was talking about, and you know you're not even getting, like, you're scratching the surface of the technical side of it. Like, it's very easy to not realize how distant we are as consumers from what is being delivered to us, like, as a product. Like,
yeah.
There was one point where he touched on the amount of calculations for one thing that is going on at a time, and it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah, the numbers are just ridiculous. Really.
But just to the level of technology is just, it's staggering what we're able, you know, it's just, it's just amazing. Yeah. You know, and it's just a shame that it's going to come down to, at the end of the day, some guy going, yeah, well, it's fucking shit, isn't it?
Some YouTuber.
don't look at the comments.
Yeah.
So Xbox.
Well,
there was one thing that was sort of a bit dubious during the thing was about the amount of games that of the backwards compatible thing, which is obviously the Xbox have made this huge deal about. You're basically going to play all the Xbox games forever that have ever come out on this new one. That may be not quite true, but that's the sort of gist they've been going with. You can play all your old games. And there was a bit of doubt around the PS5 backward compatibility. Apparently, they've clarified the overwhelming majority of games will be backwards compatible on PS5 and will also be improved by playing on PS5.
Here's the thing: It's getting late now. Sony and backwards compatibility have never been two words that have really been gone well
together. Two words?
three words that have ever gone well together, right? So it's not been Sony's forte doing that at all. And second of all, don't tell me every Xbox game is backwards compatible. That's just not true for a fact. They've been drip feeding them all over to us for the last 5 years, and they've done a very good job of it for sure. But he said that, I think he was hinting at, like, 90% plus of PlayStation 4 games are going to be backwards compatible already.
Yeah, hopefully
improvements continually made. This is nonsense news, I think.
No. Yeah, I think them saying figures, it really opens them up to people going, oh, well, it doesn't do this or it doesn't do that. It doesn't play this game from 2012. It's like, I think it's a really bad precedent for them to say, like, it will do this amount or it will do the most of. I think just say it has the capacity and will be working on it in the future. And I think most people would understand that. You know, even if they were like doing like little survey monkeys saying what kind of games do you want doing next to their actual client base, asking what they want for future development so that people can work on it. Like, but giving facts or figure, like, you know, what people perceive as facts, it will do all of this, I think that's really bad. Yeah. It's setting a precedent or sort of an expectation.
Well, it's setting yourself up for failure, right?
So exactly. I think it's really bad of them to do that, because you will always get like
bad feedback. That might be funny. It doesn't matter what you say. Someone's always a dick about it or something.
And to be honest, who gives a shit? Like, the old games are old. Stop banging on about it. Yeah.
It's just something they're going to need to just focus on, I guess, to
get into. I don't know.
That's where all their good games are.
Yeah, I know. I know where, like, they want to keep the people in the ecosystem. You know, people have spent a lot of money on my games, and they don't want to...
What is it? Ecosystem?
Yeah.
It is on PlayStation, maybe. Not on Xbox.
So, you know, they don't want people to go, oh, I've spent all this money on my Xbox games. What, like, if they're not going to work on my new console, I'll just go to a PlayStation. And I get that. But, like, people with all these games, all these old games, Xbox, and then they suddenly don't work on their new Xbox, they're just going to bitch talk about it.
The thing is, I always
promise this, and it's not. So
in the early days of a console, you want maybe a few of your older games to still work, because and it's probably the more recent. I like the PS4 games on the PS5 and the Xbox One games on the Xbox Series X, because who's really playing 360 games? I don't know. And the original Xbox games. They keep dishing them out. And fair play. If that's what people want, there's a thing there for them to do that. But...
Well, you know what they used to do? They used to just re-release the same game on the new thing. And then people used to buy the same game and be happy with it.
They weren't happy about it, though, were they?
No, they weren't probably that happy about paying it over and over. But
honestly, how many times have people bought GTA?
Let's not talk about that.
4, 5.
Anyway, well, there is talk. Like, I think Cyberpunk, somebody said Cyberpunk is going to be one of the first companies to do it, first games to
that's
do
definitely
it,
on Xbox. I don't know if they've said
where you buy it, and then you have an automatic discount if you buy it somewhere.
No, there's no discount, it just works.
Okay.
If you buy it on Xbox One, you will have the game on Xbox Series X. You don't have to pay again or any more money.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work with PlayStation. They haven't said the same thing for them, but I don't
really
know.
Like,
well, they haven't said, those particular people haven't said that. That was a statement from Cyberpunk developer CD Projekt Red about the Xbox. I have not heard anything about that. It may happen as well on there. I don't know. But they have said that Sony said that the overwhelming majority of PS4 games will be backwards compatible, and they did say they would be improved on the PS5.
Yeah, improved. Doesn't mean it's going to be the same game that
it's not maybe like what Xbox has doing with the Series X, where you will basically get a different version of the game without paying any more. But only that's up to the developers at the same time.
All right, we move on from backwards compatibility?
Where were we?
We fell into the exact trap of the backward compatibility chat.
Right.
Xbox. Basically, there's a whole load of shit about Xbox as well, if you're really interested in all the numbers.
Okay, all right, shut that down then.
Right. Google Stadia has lowered its prices.
Stadia?
Stadia. Stradia? Stadia? I don't know.
No wonder it's failing.
Stadia. Stadia.
Stadia.
In Soviet Russia, we call it Stadia. It's lowest price. It's really,
what price has we lowered?
So
I saw something about the
subscription
being cheap. Oh, right,
the
okay.
Subscription. So it's gone down to $11.99 a month.
How much?
$11.99.
Are we descending into the shit show part of the show?
Yeah, pretty much. 4 beers in.
That's not much, though.
It's enough for me.
Is anybody interested in getting Stadia?
It's gone cheaper. Well, is it enough to win the war? I don't know.
No,
I'm confused. Yeah, if you've got Stadia is cheaper. If you've got a subscription, make sure you get a cheaper subscription price. I guess.
What is that? £10 a month, wasn't it? Is it £10?
Yeah, so that's gone like a little bit cheaper for America. So whether that's going to be in the UK as well, I don't know. I just want people to play it, so please keep giving us money.
Yeah. This is great. I'm getting so hammered now too myself. It's funny. No one's going to play it, are they? How long until Stadia has disappeared? Can we just get it done and over? Can we not just kill it now? Are they going to
keep going forever?
Are they going to beat it to death until it's dead? Like that guy who comes around when you're a student, you don't really like him, but he just stays for so long that you end up liking him.
Well, he just comes out of the furniture. It's like, oh, look at that. You're there. Okay, that's fine. It's cheaper. So if anybody's actually heard about this news, I don't know. But if you've got a subscription, it's cheaper. Well done.
No one's got a subscription.
Yeah, they do, though. Hasn't
only people have been lazy.
Matt's got one.
It's the people that have bought the free month and then forgot, like, had to put in their credit card information and forgot to remove their credit card information. And then they're like, oh, I've got to call the credit card company, cancel it. Oh, I can't be asked.
You don't have to do that. You have to go on to find the Google Stadia app deleted off your phone because it was shit.
Put in your login information and I said, oh, I don't remember the password because like LastPass put a random password in, I got to reset it and find the password in the hundreds of thousands of emails.
I think there might be a few people cancelling things, to be fair, that they're unnecessary.
So, yeah,
I wonder if they, when you finish it, do they do that thing where it's like, why, please take the minute to answer this question, why are you uninstalling Google Stadia? It's too expensive, the games aren't there, other, you know, it's just missing the, it's shit.
Everyone's put a fucking 10,000 get you a degree.
It's like cancelling Disney Plus. Why are you cancelling Disney Plus? Just give me the
because I've watched The Mandalorian, there's fucking
you know, this should be an option.
That's
out soon, isn't it? Over
if you are enjoying it, then you know you're enjoying it at a slightly lower price than you was last month.
Yeah.
Well done.
You win.
Yeah, basically. So the last piece of news I put on myself.
You put the last piece on as well, believe it or not.
Did I?
Yeah, I didn't put this on here. Where the fuck is this?
Well, you know, we've been asked so many questions about Google, whatever it's called, Stadia.
Stadia.
There's no R's in it.
No, there are no R's in it.
You put one in earlier.
So the next piece of news is there's a shed load of free games going for people at the moment. And I've actually played a few of them. There is a game on App Store and Google Play for iPhones and Apple phones. iPhones and Android phones called Alto's Adventure and Alto's Odyssey. Really good actually. I played Alto's Adventure. It's basically a skiing game, and you're doing backflips, and you're leveling up, and you're doing little missions of, you know, you've got to hit llamas, and you're grinding things. And,
llamas. Now you've got
Basically. All right, I'm down. Not like punching them in the face, but you know, like. Catching up with them and catching them. But it's a really nice little game. It's got really good music and sound with it. Very, very zen, very kind of like chill out. And the Alto's Odyssey is the second game there's two games from the same developer, and Alto's Odyssey is a continuation of that. But I've been playing Alto's Adventure today. It's actually really good. Normally, I don't play mobile games with the sound on, because it's shit, to be honest. Okay. But this one's actually just like a really...
Tell us like how you really feel.
Well, it's got a... It's a... I don't know.
I'm downloading it anyway, so I'm going to play
it. Give it a go. It's free. Yep. Both. Google. Mobile. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
iPhone or Android. Just really nice little games.
Cool. Yeah?
Free. Go for it.
There's a whole load of free games on Steam and GOG.
Shit loads of games. One of the games that has taken note of the website I'm looking at the moment is Goat of Duty. I haven't actually played this yet, but I've downloaded it and I want to give it a go. Basically, it's described as Goat of Duty is a fast-paced multiplayer shooter where you're armed with the horns of your lethal weapon. And it's
I'm going to watch the video, but it sounds awful.
It sounds awful. It's free on Steam. It's like...
And so is cancer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
If you
won't.
I won't. No. Neil picked up on that lie straight away.
But if you're in a situation where you're at home and you want something free to play...
Don't play that. You can get the rebooted Tomb Raider for free on Steam.
Yeah, okay, let's quickly pick out... Because I see
Temple of Osiris, Lara
Humble Croft Bundle. Yeah, Temple of Tomb Raider, Temple of Osiris, or whatever it's called. Those are great. I love those games. I think they're great. The original Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. And when we say original Tomb Raider, the reboot is really good too. So you can't argue with that. PC though.
No.
And there's a Capcom. Drawful 2. We need to get that. We should
isn't that on one of the Jackboxes?
Yeah, we should play that.
And I don't know what Dayland is. And
Dave, you hosted that Jackbox before. That was a good
one. Yeah, I did. It was really good.
There's a big Capcom bundle on Humble Bundle right now, which I've just seen down here. So
is this free? Or is this like one to buy?
I think you've got to pay what you want. Yeah, like a minimum of $1 up to £20.
Yeah.
Right. That's got loads of different games. Well, what have we got? So we got Strider, I think it's the original one. Mega Man Legacy Collection, which is... What is that?
Oh, don't get that. That's shit.
Strider, Mega Man, Resident Evil Revelations 2 is excellent.
Yeah, that is excellent.
Yeah.
Oh,
Resident Evil 2, all in-game rewards unlock. I didn't play it on
PC. What, the original?
No, the remake.
And then you got Devil May Cry 5. I What's loved... This is Humble.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there. It's not a bad bundle if you don't already own most of it.
No.
Capcom Mega Sale as well at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, there's a Just Drive bundle as well. Those are racing games on PC.
There's going to be a lot of people trying to sell you stuff right now.
Mm. Yeah, and there's
stuff you don't have to go out of your house to get.
No, and there's things to get. Like the other one is Life is Strange. I think you played that, Fraser.
Yep, it's a bag of shit.
Okay.
Controversial opinions.
No, that's fine.
Loads of people think it's like game of the year criteria. I thought it was just so boring. But then it's one of these angst teens, photography students going around figuring out a story that is supposed to be wonderful. It's just could not be further from what I enjoy in this gaming experience. No.
You can't shoot anyone in that game then, though.
I don't think I got that.
Only with a camera.
Yeah, forget it. So for me to say it's shit. That's just me and the lols.
That's your personal opinion.
It's not even really a fair opinion. I mean, it's not. Obviously, it's not. But it just definitely was not my cup of tea.
No.
The... You don't have to not like something.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just feel sometimes a little bit guilty just by labeling it as shit. Straight like,
it's not your cup of tea.
I'm closer to retirement than I am to being a teenager, and yet I'm still trying to throw off teenage ways. It's crazy.
Well, you're gonna have a few teenagers soon, aren't
you? Yeah, we've got one already. Yeah.
Well, you got one, but you're gonna have two soon.
Yeah, I don't want another one.
The next game that's piqued my interest in this list is Sims 4 on Origin for $4.99, $5 on Origin.
It was free last year. So
it was free last year, but for the fact that Sims 4 for $5, there is so much content.
Yes, that's other content you need to pay for.
Yeah, but yes.
Yeah, and their
you can
content
pay
is not
for
cheap.
Additional content. But the actual base game, there is, like, if you like that type of game and you haven't already got Sims 3.
If you go off and make like a Scotsman and disappear and start playing Sims 4, I think we're done. Okay?
I personally wouldn't.
But
if I had to entertain my daughter for
exactly
a couple of months.
But here's the rub with Sims 4 is you can't play it with anyone. So my daughter really likes Sims 4, and I would say for $5, you'll get your money's worth giving it to your daughter. Yeah. She will love it, and then you might have to. But believe me, you won't just be $5 you'll be spending, because you'll have to buy the pets. Gotta have the pets DLC.
All the cool stuff is expensive. Is extra.
Yeah.
It's really good. The problem, which is a massive shame with that game, is it's not, you can't play with others. Like, it just seems like it would be a great game for the kids to play with each other.
You can share content, but yeah, you're right. You can't play with other people. So, but if that's what you're into, it was free last year. It's $5 now. It's, you know, I think you'll get your money's worth from that.
Yeah, I've never played a Sims game.
If you don't like it,
you don't like it. You know you don't like it. That's absolutely fine as well. Next is Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. This is actually a bit pricey. $20.
It's good
value,
good game.
I bought it for probably double that. And I definitely think I got my money's worth out of that. Still installed on my Nintendo Switch, and I will probably get back into it. It basically, I think I spoke about it before, XCOM, but it's Mario and Rabbids XCOM. Little bit, it's not so technical, but it's still good.
Yep.
So if you've got $20 and you've got a Switch, and you like XCOM.
If you like XCOM, you could pick that up cheap on Humble as well.
Can pick that up on Humble.
Okay, next.
That's it. That's the end of my little rant of cheap games that you can pick up if you've got either of the devices.
It's a buyer's market
look around.
Right now.
There's definitely going to be some deals around, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's still PS4 games on sale, apparently.
Dude, there's going to be so much to buy. You can buy with your... If you've got money, there's so much you can buy with the money. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I just don't suggest you spend your money right now.
Don't spend too much of it. But...
Yeah, right. Yeah. But if you're spending a lot of time at home, it's a good time to be a gamer.
Or if you've got no money, pick up Call of Duty Warface. Warzone.
Yep.
Well, not Warface. That's a really old game.
Yeah, that's not that good. That's definitely a very bad version of
Warzone. This is true. Call of Duty Warzone is giving you a AAA title for nothing. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be the deal of the week.
Definitely.
Also, if you are after a free game, that's good. I ain't played it for a while. All free. That's a very good game for nothing. There is a load of stuff to do in that. Nothing.
Cool.
And you may want to spend them, give them a few bucks here and there.
Are we going to give out a free game?
Well, how are we going to do that?
Well, I think we should give a game to Paul W, because we sort of rubbished his question a bit.
But has he got a PC? It's all PC stuff. So
Paul W, if you have a PC, send us a tweet or something with a number.
I'll tell you what. 70. tweet us or email us and say, I want a free game. And we will send out a code for a free game.
How many are we doing? Because some people are going to get all right.
What,
games.
To all the listeners?
To any listener that up to the amount that we've got, which is, what, over 100?
We're clearing Neil out? No, Dave's been drinking. We ain't doing that.
I think one per person.
Right.
There's tons of random games.
And then up to the amount that we can give out.
Okay. So be prepared to be disappointed if you're the second person.
Yeah. You know, it's first come, first serve. Like,
all right.
If you want a free game and you tweet us or email us, we'll give out a game that we can. Like, if it's a game you've already got, or I think it's got to be on GOG, is that right?
That's all Steam.
Humble Bundle. It's all Steam. If you've got Steam.
I've got a couple of games that are Uplay games, but I don't know how.
Well,
you can figure out
we'll do what we can.
If a Uplay game to hit them up.
Yeah. So if it comes to one of the Uplay games that we've got to friend you, or, you know, there's a few different hoops that we've got to go.
If Uplay stuff, I think you may need a Humble account, basically.
Right.
I think that's maybe how it works. That's how it works with Blizzard's. But
we'll work it out. But if you want a free game, email us or hit us on Twitter. Say, with the title.
How are they going to know?
I want a free game.
With
the title, I want a free game.
Can you not put I want? Because I had a customer today sent me a text of what his mechanic wanted. His mechanic went, I want this, and I want that, and I want this. And I,
okay.
And I literally was like,
do you know
I
what?
Don't know if I want to deal with you, because they're, when I was growing up, I was told what people who say I want get, and it's nothing, right? So learn some manners. No, I'm not joking. Like, we have this guy who phones up work all the time, right? Good customer too. He never says hello. He never says please. He never says thank you. So I deliberately put him on hold for minutes at a time. Like, it's his asshole tax, right?
Yeah. Well, what's the title that you think we should? I would like.
I would like a game, please.
Oh, yeah.
Or if just free game, but don't say I want a free game. That's like, okay. My kids. You want? What do you want? Like in the store.
Hey, if you're super nice, you might get one of the good ones.
Yeah, depending on how you word it.
If you lose, you might end up with.
God, I've turned into my mother, haven't I?
Random weird robot roller derby disco dodgeball.
There you go.
That's what you get if you get a Rudolph quick rest.
Or maybe.
Do you know what? That might actually be really fucking good.
So we've got a few bits to give out. If anybody would like something to enjoy. While we possibly have a bit of extra free time,
we'll give Paul W something half decent. But I tell you what, if people like Bongo turn up, he's getting dangerous high school girls in trouble.
He'll probably love that, though.
Yeah, I know.
He's probably already got it.
He hasn't been on his PC in about 3 years.
Not online.
Good. All right. Well, now we're in a philanthropic giving mood, or is it just a philanthropic mood? I don't know.
I don't even know what that means. Now, I don't even know how you managed to say that at the stage of the day.
I have to sort of like squint and concentrate when I say it. That'll do. We have overrun again, way past the 2-hour mark. I was thought we'd make
dragging
on. We originally said like not a, but yes, thank you both of you for being here tonight. I very much enjoy chats together, gaming, and you know, it's nice to have this normality of doing a podcast. I think we're very much in a privileged position where we can have this discussion and a download of the things that we love between us.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, 50 when we do episode 50, we can have a group hug.
Yeah.
Not before.
No,
it's good. It's good. We're going well, but we gotta go. Yeah. Sometimes you still have to say goodbye. We've gone now pushing 2.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah, it's nearly 1 o'clock.
How has this suddenly happened?
Exactly, that's the whole point. Yeah. That's right, you got to get in this seat where you're trying to drive, like, we got to put the brakes on, or don't try and put the brakes on too quickly. It's good, yeah. Man. It's really interesting, right? You know, getting all this together. It's good. And yeah, it was good earlier what we said, but new podcast on the block, those Galaxy Gamers or whatever. So it's
cool. Enjoy listening.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's good, man.
Podcast, you did retweet it, so hopefully, gosh, if anyone...
Dave's going to get me doing a group hug in a second now. Let's just go. Let's get out of here. Neil's being all hard man over there. Shut your fucking face.
I'm the biggest girl out of all of us, probably, but there you go.
Well, okay. Now we've offended everyone today. We don't mean it. Just a little
it's
bit
all jokes. School. It's all just for the bants.
Just for the bants. All right, good. Well, thanks very much, gents. We've done it again. Like we said before, if you ever want to try and get involved in the community, just give us a shout. Stay safe out there. Look after yourselves.
Yes.
Happy gaming. I'm glad we got together. Try and keep the momentum going. I can't see it stopping. It's really enjoyable.
Yep.
And have a great week.
Yeah. Email us or Facebook, not Facebook, Twitter us for some free games. Don't do Facebook.
Facebook, no way.
You'll probably end up with a very strange response asking for free games from SEALs.
But we've got some stuff to give away if you need it. And hope everybody has a good week.
Oh, I forgot to say. Oh. Shit. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, but this is okay. God, so also, I know, I got distracted. But also, was for free. But this isn't a game. So there were two things that were released for free on the iStore. One is the Korg IK Oscillator, which I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Korg. You probably aren't if you're not.
Really. I know what a Korg is.
Korg is like synthesizers and stuff like that. Right. So there was on the DS. There was Korg DS. I think was on there. It was like a full-on synthesizer. You could build tracks on it. It's just to have it on the iPhone. It's just you can play around with it. And also,
what do you call it? Like a 303 type of thing.
Well, it is. It's more like building tracks.
Is it actually like a full on?
There you go. Where's my folder here? I made this while I was on the toilet earlier. Okay. Let's see.
Don't think we need any pictures. New outro music coming in.
So I just built just like the 2 seconds was playing around with it, and I was layering it as it went along. So I was grooving while I was having a poop. Right, it was really cool. But
did
also,
you get a bomb?
I couldn't hear it over the bidet when I was flushing the tag nuts off my anus.
Stop flexing with your bidet business. You know we can't get bombed.
But also, there's also
you do know that, don't you, Fraser?
What's that?
Bog roll is in very short supply around the UK at the moment.
Oh, they did it here, man. It went bog roll mental.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. I did say to the missus, we should have got a bidet. And she's like, yeah, I know.
Too late now.
Yeah.
Do you know what really helped with that whole fucking feeling of not having any toilet roll? When we was on the tea break at work the other day, they had This Morning on. And they were in a warehouse. Literally mountains of toilet roll. I was like, yeah, how is this fucking helping?
I saw the interview with the guy and he said they had the capacity to hold something like 940,000 bog rolls or at least in the warehouse at that time. He had 3 to 4 months supply.
How about you send him to the fucking shop? Maybe that'd be a good idea.
Well,
hey, I was watching a thing about cruise ships about 2 weeks ago about how clean they are, about how like nobody gets infections or like nobody passes on anything.
Let's not go here. We said we weren't.
Right, sorry. Yeah. Right.
So also for free is a Moog. You've heard of Moog synthesizers?
Oh yes.
Oh, yeah. I know Moog. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a Moog synthesizer here, and I don't think I've got it. I don't really know what this is.
Is this iPhone? Is it?
Why is this not? No. Why have I got no sound? This is on my iPhone, yeah, but I think... Hang on, let me see if I can get any noise out of this Moog. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, blimey.
So...
Whoa, that sounds beasty.
You could sit and play around with the knobs for ages, right?
Hey,
I don't think... Oh, Oh, there is a play button here. I haven't even explored this yet. So
you got a play button on your knob.
It's time to go. Thank you. Moog and Korg, you can look those up for some free toys to play with. If you have kids, they love it. Especially the Korg one is really good for them to play around.
Just put them in a different room and
just search Korg. It's called IK Oscillator. K O R G.
There's a cool K Oscillator for Android. 18.
Is it free?
No, it's 18 quid, I just said.
Sorry, you cut out there. Maybe you need an iPad.
I've got an iPad, but it's fucking old, so it doesn't work.
I don't know how to help you. All right, let's get out of here.
iPad, honey, that's for sure.
All right, let's say goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Super.